Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Glue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Definitely want to invite you to come on over and join us here live in the forum, live in the share tonight, as we get ready to get into The Remix this evening. Peace and greetings to everyone out there listening. It's Friday night, July the 26th, 2013, and you're live in The Remix. Wow. What an amazing week we have. It is so good to see you guys out there. I'm going to go ahead and give out the call-out number. So if you're out there listening and you want to call in, you can definitely call in. And on the phone lines, we've got some special treats that's going to be going on here live this evening. It's definitely a show you're going to want to be in the house for tonight. So I want to invite you guys to come on over. All you have to do is come on over. If you want to come and chat, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, The Remix, and come on in. That's how you're going to get yourself in chat. And then also, if you want to call in on the phone lines, you can do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling internationally and you want to tune in, all you have to do is call the U.S. country code. And once you've called the dial the U.S. country code, you can just click the link and come on in. The Remix family is there and definitely sure to make you feel right at home. All right, you guys. Wow, can you believe it? It is Friday night already. Funny how time flies. This week just kind of went whoosh. It kind of went whooshing by, which can be a good thing. You know, we're in the summer months and lots of things going on during the summertime. So it's always good to just have the energy around you flowing. I want to remind you guys that you can definitely check out the Remix Remix family. You can check us out on Facebook. Go over to the Remix Radio page. All you have to do is click like. Lots of actions going on over there. And then we also have the Remix group, the Remix family page. That's over on Facebook as well, too. We're going to give some international shout-outs because I do know lots of international families are listening right now from all over the world. And, again, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you guys out there. The chat room is pulling up. And so if this is your very first time and you're listening to The Remix, I want to be the first to say welcome, welcome to The Remix. If you're a guest and you want to join us in chat, come over, www.blogtalkradio.com/, The Remix is how you get in. Click the link at the very bottom. Tell us who you are, and you can participate in chat. And The Remix family is right in the chat room, and they're definitely going to make you feel right at home. Now, I want to say this up front. We're going to be doing a lot of things tonight. Here in the show. Lots of divine things are going to take place here on this show. So each and every single one of you, I want to thank you for just joining us here in this appointment here tonight. because it's going to be a lot of surprises that are going on tonight. You definitely want to be in the chat room, and you also want to be on the phone lines, too, because it's going to be all kinds of things going on tonight, and we're going to be getting it in. We have some very special guests that's going to be joining us a little later on in the show as we get ready to get into the share. I want to give some shouts out to our international family, and we'll do this up front before we actually play some music, kind of dance a little bit, get ourselves in the groove, get ready to just be open to the information, talk about what's going on in the world, and just hear from you guys as well. So first, let's give some international shouts out to all of the international family that's out there listening, and they're listening live with us as we speak. So I want to give a big shout out to them because I know being in different parts of the world, sometimes getting up can be a challenge. So shout out to all of our live international listeners. We have Denmark in the house tonight. Nigeria is listening. Belgium is listening. We have parts of South Africa listening, Indonesia, Ghana listening, Australia listening, the Philippines is in the house, the Bahamas is in the house, India is in the house. We have Germany listening, Netherlands listening, Barbados is in the house, Australia is in the house, and Austria is in the house. We have Jamaica in the house tonight, Trinidad and Tobago is in the house. We have Canada in the house, and the UK is in the house. Japan is listening in the house tonight. So we have brothers and sisters from all across the world, plus all of us who are here in the West listening as well. So I want to say welcome to all of you listening from all over the world and joining us here live in the forum tonight. Yes, tonight Tribal Magic is going to be going on. Plus, we have a very special guest. We have the founders of the Chakra Tea Company. They're going to be joining us here tonight with some very special guest information, and they're going to be doing something very special live here tonight, too. So I'm so excited, you guys. I cannot even tell you. I told you guys the Remix family is growing and really just divinely. How all of these brothers and sisters are just coming together, and I'm meeting so many of them, especially during my downtime. I was able to meet so many of them, and then still you guys connecting with all of you, the Remix family, being able to connect and meet so many more. So that does me well. So I also want to tell you guys this. There is some funnies up. Well, they're not funnies for real, but they're funnies to me, and I think you guys will find them funny. One of the things that I did is that I was able to, from time to time, if you guys follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, then you will know that from time to time I put up different aura readings that I do during the session. So a lot of times when I'm in the session and I'm doing readings, sometimes I'm over there doodling and drawing. I really can't draw, but I do doodle. And I did some readings. All of them are powerful, but I did a reading for an amazing sister this week, and she wanted to see it, and she didn't have Twitter. So I put it up on the Remix Radio page and in the Remix Family page of just how I seen her aura, and I posted that so you guys can take a look. Tell me what your thoughts are when it comes to understanding energy and how you read that, I put that up there. So that's one of the funnies that's out there. Also, remember that it is the weekend, and one of the things I want to tell you guys, it is the 26th, and it is definitely, definitely time. We've done so much work in the dark, and we know out of darkness is supposed to come light, because light is the growth. That's where you're supposed to grow to. So it doesn't mean that everything will become light, but definitely we should be working on turning things into light. Even when it comes to understanding the sun, we know that the sun actually has dark spots, and those dark spots in the sun are fighting to become light. That's what they're fighting to transform themselves into. And that's the same thing that we're doing in our work, on our journeys, in our spiritual path. We're turning these dark spots inside of us, really going deep within to answer that question our ancestors gave to us, know thyself, in such a profound, loving way. And we're turning that energy into light. You should never have to stay in darkness. That is definitely not the point. We definitely want to keep evolving. We want to keep growing. And we want to keep in love. And so definitely we want to do that. We want to do that. So isn't it time that you came out of the darkness? You've done so much work in the darkness. It's time to get into the light so you can find other things that you need to begin to do the inner alchemy with and begin to transform and just do that soulful work that really comes from deep within. Self-realization. When we start to talk about the God consciousness, the goddess consciousness, whatever you want to say, it is self-realization. So this is a perfect time for you to become self-invested. And hundreds of you have already. And every day I'm adding more brothers and sisters from around the world that are masters, that are teachers, that have been doing their work and engraved in their work, like many of you guys. And some of you will even be some of those teachers as well, too. But those of you who know about it, you have been self-invested. So I want you guys, if you haven't found out about becoming self-invested, or if you want to be self-invested, definitely email, because the classes are going to be starting up very, very soon. Coming out of the box, we have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He's going to be teaching one of the first classes. Then we'll have shortly after that Brother Wayne Chandler and a whole slew of brothers and sisters who will be coming on the platform. And they're going to be sharing things with you guys that some of these things have never been shared in their work with anyone else the way that they're going to share it with the self-invested group. Because they know that everyone who is self-invested is really, really, really already gone to the next level. So it's just a beautiful thing, and I just want to thank you guys. thank you guys so much for coming on this journey with me and doing that. So all of the information about becoming self-invested can be found in the show notes. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And as we speak, people are becoming self-invested. I'm not going to ring the bell all night tonight, you guys, but definitely I wanted to let you know that because it's going on, and you can become self-invested for your family and everybody else. Yes, we're not going to do the bell tonight. No bell tonight. That's just one bell for everyone, and we send the love. And pretty soon we're going to have a call coming up for everyone who's self-invested so we can just get this thing kicked off and kicked off. Also, I want to say we're going to be starting the modern-day priestesshood with the sisters, and that's another amazing thing. It's so many great things, I told you guys, that we're going to be doing as the remix, and as the remix just coming together as this collective consciousness, and really everyone who's doing their work and really into their work in so many different amazing ways. So the modern-day priestesshood, the sisters, oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you guys how amazing these sisters are and once they start to get in their work. And so I want you guys to know, you know, as of December, I'm not going to be doing readings anymore at this particular time. And it's just a part of my journey and my work. It doesn't mean I won't ever do it again. But as of December, you guys know that. These sisters in the priestesshood, boy, oh, boy, they're going to come out. They're going to come out blazing. Some of them are already blazing and know they're blazing right now. Just like I know that this was a part of my work I'm called to do, all of these sisters know this as well. And so I want you guys to know, if you still want a reading, I still want you to email me at questionforblue, because we're already making these divine alignments already. This is an appointment that has been made thousands of years ago by these sisters and myself and you. And so I just thank you guys for joining me. And many of you have already said, yes, Miss Blue, we're going to join you on this journey. So I'm excited about that. Whew, so much to talk about. Of course, you know, it's the weekend, you guys. If you don't have a Kim deck, I don't know what kind of part of the world you're living in, where you're living at, what you're doing. Work those psychic muscles. The work that I do and many of you guys do, it is something that we all can do. And the Kim deck proves it. It proves it from babies who are working with it. Some of our brothers and sisters who do this work on a constant basis, they use it in their everyday practice. Whether you're a doctor, lawyer, it doesn't matter. Indian chief, it doesn't matter what you are. This is something that you can have, a divine tool that really just helps you to work with your own energy in just a very, very divine way. And so I invite you to take a look at that, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook also. So those are just some of the things. I always like to put that out there, especially for all of our new listeners who are coming on board. I've been getting your emails on Facebook and also getting your emails through your tweets and through Question for Blue, you guys reaching out telling me you just came in contact with the remix. We welcome you. It is so much. There are years and years and years of archives that you can go back and listen to. They're all there. Every single one of them is there, and it doesn't matter. You really just kind of go into that space that removes time once you step into the remix portal. So it doesn't matter when you listen to it. It is, you are live whenever you're listening to it, and the energy is being held and kept there for you. Oh, gosh. Wow. So, you guys, some of the other things. I know someone had asked me about comedic studies as well. In some of those classes, Siba Haru, Alke Bulan over the Hetepu Network, who is a comedic scribe, will be teaching some of those classes as well. I don't want to give out too many more names because we'll be here all night talking about them. But once you become self-invested, you will have access to that information to know. And you're free to take all the classes and everything that you want as long as you want. They're there. They're there for you. You can get them. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And so now, what we're going to be doing tonight, tribal magic, which is really cool. It's always cool for tribal magic. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and the show is really just going to be very, very divine tonight, as it always is with the Remix family. Definitely want to start out by sending love and light to Brother Bobby Hemet and also to his Queen Linda as they continue their work and their journey, and know that our love, our thoughts, and our hearts are always with them out there, as well with all of you guys. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. So welcome, welcome, welcome. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as we get ready to get into our tribal magic tonight. Want to give birthday shots out there. I know a lot of you who are on Facebook, you know the other host, Esther. It is her mama birthday today, so we're going to send some love to her and everyone else who may be celebrating a birthday or Earth Day this month, because there's so many of you guys out there, just to send lots of love and energy you guys' way for that. Also, I want to talk about that I've been looking for another intern. The Remix family is growing, and Sister Manya and myself and Esther, we can't do it all. We need help. We need more help. I did put a post up. I put the post up on Facebook. If you have some skills and you know what it's going to take to help get us to the next level, to help take me to the next level, I want you to tell me that, and I want you to send it. Many of you have sent things in, and I definitely want to keep putting that out there, and soon I'll be letting you know who the intern is that's going to be joining us. So, again, Question for Blue to do that. It's worldwide, baby. I feel like I need to play that song tonight. Worldwide. Oh, my goodness. It's so good to be in the house. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to talk about some of the things that's going on in the media, talk about a little bit of woo-woo stuff for a minute. It's some woo-woo stuff going on out there, and I know you guys have heard about it.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So, as you guys know, lots of energy on the planet right now, lots of shifts, lots of movement, all kinds of things are going on. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we talked about this earlier this year, a couple of months ago. Brother Bilal mentioned some of these things about what's going to be going on. Pay attention to the earthquake, all kinds of things. Ley lines are shifting all out in the cosmos. We've moved into the sixth dimension, all kinds of crazy stuff. And then today, in between me, oh, you guys know, if you were on Facebook, I cleaned out my closet. Esther was cleaning out her closet. And then we started getting notes from everyone saying, guess what? I was cleaning out my closet, too. And I was doing this, too. And I was cleaning out my closet, too. And so everybody was talking about it. Yeah, we did some funky feng shui, as I call it. We were doing some funky feng shui and cleaning out our closet. One of the things, every 6 months, what I do is I go in my closet and I start to pull out things. And I pull out things and I donate them. There are things, if I haven't worn it in 6 months, I'm not going to wear it. I don't need it. It can be donated. It can be given to someone who is going to wear it. And that keeps things fresh. That keeps things clean. And I also have a policy that if I buy something new for myself, then there's something I'm going to let go of. Now, I want to talk about this because I had said this earlier. I do not believe that every time we have to give something up in order to get something new. That's not true. It's not always making room for something new. Sometimes it's just about clearing. Sometimes there is a need to just clear. Just clear. Clear your energy. It's to just clear things that are going on in your life. And it's not necessarily to get anything else, but it is to just kind of balance yourself out and just kind of be clear. You understand what I'm saying? It's like coming in from being outside and taking a nice shower or a nice hot bath. You're clearing yourself. You're just rinsing yourself off. And we need to do that on a mental level, physical level, and a spiritual level. It's very, very powerful. You know, and we know when we start to talk about feng shui, how everything, as soon as you cross that altar from the external world, which is outside, and cross over into that altar on the internal side, you have stepped into your altar. Your altar is not just those things you have in certain places throughout your house. Those would be your sacred portals, but your altar is when you walk in your home. Everything in there is a representation of you tapping into that inner, that spiritual, that divine world. And you should treat it as such. And closets are very significant because it represents a part of the subconscious mind. It represents those things in the subconscious. There's even parts of your closet, and we'll talk about that on the Feng Shui show, that even represents different chambers inside the heart. Interesting, is it? Yes. So all of these things are symbolic things of how they are connected to us. We're not just spiritual beings having a human experience. You know, we're spiritual beings that are causing this human experience. Speaking of which, I think it was on the Huffington Post I was taking a look at today, and they were talking about these weird sounds that people were hearing, and that these sounds were so wrenching that it was causing people, they just wanted to make the sound stop. Did you guys hear about that? Anybody read anything about that in the media, about these sounds and these frequencies that people are hearing, and they're trying to figure out where these sounds are coming from and what they are? Did you guys read that? Yeah, you did read that. Well, a lot of it is a lot of times when we start to talk about the woo-woo and we start to talk about the spirit world. Remember I told you guys, the spirit world is closer than you think. It's actually only a couple of feet in front of you. So we're into that world all the time. I really believe there is even times that these portals have crossed themselves over into each other. And so we're right there. We're right there with them. And even when it comes to things that are somewhat out of this world, those things are existing here, but they don't always show up like Hollywood makes them show up. They don't all come floating out of the sky. A lot of them is through the frequencies and through the vibrations that you're able to really connect with this energy that things are going on. So really pay attention to the frequencies and the vibes, because it's important about what you feel and these things that are around you to really pay attention to them. And before you're so quick to dismiss something as being a sound that you want to stop, maybe you should internally see what the sound is sort of evoking within you as far as emotions and feeling, because that's going to tell you exactly where that energy is coming from. So, welcome to the remix, everyone. We got a little bit of the update on those things that are going on all around the world and everything that's happening out there, because it's frequencies and vibrations, and they're constantly moving through you all the time. And, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful time and a beautiful thing. I want to talk a little bit before the sisters come on. They should be joining us here, like I said, shortly, joining us here live in the forum. And I want to talk about them. First of all, I want to give big shouts out to the sister Sandra, because she passed this message on to me. And a lot of you guys do that. You'll say, hey, Miss Blue, this is something really cool. I want you to check this out. I want you to take a look at this. And I so thank you for that. That's a very beautiful and divine connection. And when I went to their website, I was captivated, to say the least, from the beginning. All you had to say to me was tea. And once I got to the page, I really could feel the energy and the essence about what they were about, because that's what I go off of. And soon as I clicked the link and I was there in the website and I went through and I started looking, I said, wow, this is so beautiful. You guys know me. I love people who are passionate about their work. I don't care who you are, from a gardener, from anybody. If you're passionate about your work, it's going to come through in everything that you do. If this is truly your work and you're doing that work, you're going to be able to feel that energy. And it's so amazing that we have so many brothers and sisters like yourself that listen to the remix, and everyone out there, that you can really see the organic essence when we've come into a part of our divine purpose. When you see that, it's there. And I felt that instantly, so much so that I said, hey, I'm going to reach out to these sisters. Initially, I thought about you guys. I thought, wow, you know, these are great gifts that I can give to people. And these are something that I can begin to send to people right away. I can, you know, give these as a gift. That was immediately one of the things that I was thinking about. And then I went to the website and I started to search more, and I've seen all of the chakras, the tea blends that they have there, what was inside each one of these particular tea blends, and how they were put together, the thought, the care, the art that is in it. I remember when the brother Jafar was on the show and he was expressing his art and how beautiful his art is. And I could see this art in the craft, this art in the love, when going to the website, taking a look from everything, from the tea cans to the different blends, to the names of the blends and everything that is there. So if you have not gone over, you definitely want to get to chakrateaswithanSCO.com so that you can take a look at these amazing blends of teas that you're able to take a look at for those of you who are in the Kim class. Kim moment, T, time, energy, and attention. And you can tell in every single one of these blends, these sisters had nothing but time, energy, and attention that they put in there. They're going to be coming on, and they're going to be joining us here in just a moment. We'll have Dr. Tisha, who's going to be joining us, and also the other sister, Kina, is going to be joining us. And I think Kina. I think I said her name correctly, is going to be joining us. They are the founders of Chakra Teas Company, and it's an amazing company, and they are kind of doing their work. They're all over the world, and one of the cool things that we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to be doing chakra readings, because Dr. Tisha, she is also a naturopathic doctor, practitioner, and she does this as well. They are both into energy work and isn't that cool? And so we started to talk on the phone, and we said, yes. I said, let's do some readings tonight. They wanted to do some readings, and I said, this is perfect. We can do this together. And so they agreed. So they're going to be joining us. I'm really excited because I reached out on them, really followed my spirit on this, and it's just amazing. If you guys will see, Sister Manya put the link up to the website there in the chat room. So we're going to be doing all kinds of cool things. You definitely want to get on the phone lines tonight. You definitely want to be in chat so that you can participate in this. And we're going to be getting it started. You're live in the remix, everyone. And I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you guys know how I love tea. You know, I definitely know I keep Tivana's lights on. I really do. That's the joke. So I definitely, it's always good to be able to add, you know, other things there and to come in contact with other people who are doing their work. And how beautiful to have two sisters, you know, come on and join. I think that is just so amazing. I'm so excited about it, and I know you guys are too. Also, one of the things I want to tell you guys, and let's see how we say this. It's going to be some other special things that happen tonight. I kind of want to tell you, but I kind of don't. Does that make sense? I kind of want to share, but I kind of don't. I'm not going to share yet, but somebody is just going to receive some divine blessings tonight. I tell you what, I would love to be in the remix audience tonight. I would love to be in the remix audience tonight. I certainly would. So this is a great night for you guys to participate, a great night for you guys to be in the forum tonight, and I just want to say welcome. We're going to listen to a little bit of music as we get ready to welcome our guests to the platform this evening and continue to get into some tribal magic tonight, and we'll be doing that in such a big way. So we're going to be listening to a song tonight. I really love this song. I do. I think you guys will be able to groove to it, too. It's just kind of like one of those groove nights. I don't know if you guys can see, but I took some pictures. I took some pictures of the moon, and I took some pictures of my crepe myrtle, and I put it up on Facebook. Yeah, it was cool. My tree is blooming. My tree of life is definitely blooming on the external world as well, and it's all kinds of blooms all over her. And it's just so, so beautiful, so beautiful. So I'm going to find a song here, and we're going to get ready to play that. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I also want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, is available for download. And you can download it on iTunes. You can download it right here on the remix. By coming over to www.blogtalkradio.com/ the remix. You can download it there. And you can also listen to it right here live. It's available for you on download. So all of your iPod devices, you can download it, as well as if you have an MP3 player, you can download it there as well, too. So make sure you do that. Definitely make sure you like the show if you like it. If you love it and leave a comment. Leave a comment on Facebook. Leave a comment here. You know, leave a comment on iTunes. You can also leave a comment on Twitter, and you can leave that. So we're going to kind of sit back and listen to some good vibes on this beautiful music, beautiful night with some beautiful music. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, yeah. light up my life.
All right, everyone. That was Cinematic, one of their songs called Evolution, and just a beautiful vibe, definitely for a very, very beautiful night. I just want to thank you guys for joining me, all of you joining me from all over the world listening for Tribal Magic. And also, as we welcome our very special guest who's going to be joining us in the platform this evening, a remix first, this first time joining us. And they are the founders, the co-founders, both of them. They are cousins of the Chakra Teas Company, home of 100% organic, biodynamic tea, and happy people. I just really, really love that. And definitely they're going to be joining us here shortly. I don't see them yet. I know once they come on the line, they'll press one for me so I can find them when they're on the line. So I'll know that they'll be calling us, and I'm sure they can get in on the line. They should be joining us here very shortly. In the form as we get ready to get started. But that's what we're going to be talking about. What I think is also very, very unique about this connection between the two sisters, Tish and Kina, is that Dr. Tish and Kina is that they're cousins. And, you know, you can go on their website and you can look under the About Me, and they are talking about this experience. Which this is a part of their love and their passion, and it's that they both love teas, you know, and they would spend time talking with their aunt on the phone about tea, their Aunt Helen, and going over different recipes and herbs and talking about flavors and different combinations. And, you know, it really just put them in the place to bring this divine gift to us tonight. You know, they come from a background of predominantly African and Caribbean as the family. And, you know, they really pass this joy on. And one of the things that I really loved is that at the end they say, be yourself in love. And that's such a profound statement and so true, because one of the things that we always talk about in the Kim Business class is about staying true and authentic to ourselves while respectfully learning. And so that's a beautiful thing, and a beautiful way that we can do it through tea, because I love tea, and I can't wait to get all of the blends and start sipping on the teas, sipping on the chakra teas, and putting them out there. So just a whole weekend filled with love and healing. We're going to have the Forgotten Foods. They're going to be joining us here live on Sunday night. That's going to be an amazing show as well, as always. And so much, you guys. So what we're going to do, let me go to the phone line. I don't believe the sisters are on the line as of yet, but they should be joining us here very, very soon. In the platform, and joining us here live in the farm.
Hi from Florida. Call.
Sorry, you guys. That was Baby Blue. Sorry. So that was Evolution, you guys. That was Evolution. And that was Evolution, you guys. Let me check and see if we do have them on the line here. I'm sure they're going to be joining us. I'm going to take a chance and see if I have Dr. Tisha on the line. Peace and greetings. Peace and greetings. Okay, that is not them. So I'm going to check here because I know the board. I know the phone is filled and see if we can make the connection. But no worries. I know that I know they'll be here. So, yeah, I'm excited. You guys, I'm excited too. We're about to get into the share. Let's see. Let's see here. Let's see. All right. So, you guys, we're going to get ready to get into that. I want to encourage you to go over and check out their website, and so you can see all the amazing work that these sisters are doing. Currently, right now, they're on the road. They're going to be headed to the continent of Africa and many, many other places throughout Georgia, all over. So once they do come on, we'll be able to hear that and hear that information and see where they are, and you guys can make a connection, which would be beautiful to make a connection in person with them or be able to talk to them. And so they have so many exciting things that they're doing at this time, kind of like the remix. So I think this is so cool that we're making this connection at this time to begin to talk about it and talk about what's going on. So, yeah. So we're going to see if they're going to be on the phone lines here in just a moment. I want to thank you guys for your patience as we get into this. It's just so good to be here. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is, let me see, because they may not can get in on the line. I'm going to play some music. Oh, it's so good to have you guys in the farm.
No, lying to
All right, you guys. Well, we're in the process. The phone lines are all full from you guys all over the world. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to be chiming the sisters in and getting them on the line so that we can get ready to get into the share tonight. So let's see. Let's see here. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Let's see. Oh, just give me a moment. Give me a moment, you guys. I have something that I think would be perfect. Let's see. Let's see. You guys are something else.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and greetings. Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. And we're going to get ready to welcome our very special guest joining us here live in the forum tonight. We have Dr. Tisa, and we also have our other sister, Sister Kina, who's going to be joining us here. They are the founders of the Chakra Teas Company that you guys have been taking a look at and just loving. So let's go ahead and give them a very, very warm remix welcome as we welcome them to the forum. Peace and greetings.
Peace and greetings.
Peace and greetings onto you.
Greetings, everyone. I am so glad you guys took the time out. I let everyone know that you guys were just so gracious to say that you would come on the show tonight. We kind of did this in a divine way, even though you guys are still on the road and you're traveling and you're doing your work as we speak. I just want to thank you guys for taking the time out to do that. So first,
We thank you and your audience.
Yes, yes. Why don't you take the time? I did introduce you, Dr. Tisa, to everyone, but go ahead and speak to all the brothers and sisters who's out there listening and tell them a little bit about you, your passion, and what you guys are up to and what you're doing.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Tisa. In terms of our passion and what we're doing, our entire objective with starting off and launching a tea company was born out of our absolute love for tea and the culture of tea. A lot of, you know, unfortunately, a lot of us don't realize, and when I'm speaking about us, I'm speaking about original people of this planet Earth, we tend to not realize tea is a part of our indigenous culture. It's part of the healing emotionally that we utilize in order to bring us back. Tea is also a means of bonding families, bonding communities, and we decided that when we launched the tea company, we're going to seek to make happy people. So we do call, and we utilize this as part of our slogan. We say we are the home of 100% organic, biodynamic, you know, teas, tea blends, and happy people. And we are not lying when we state that. It's not an overstatement, because once you find emotional peace and happiness and wellness, then, of course, you know, or when I say you find emotional wellness and balance, then you find happiness. And we believe that we can achieve this by changing the way that people think, the way they eat, the way they drink, and they enjoy their tea. So this is our objective with our company.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And I know that this is just a part of the amazing journey that you're on as far as your healing work, and the tea is one of those components that you guys are both using at time, but you're also a naturopathic practitioner, and that's a big part of your work. Why don't you share that with everyone as well?
Yes, ma'am. I am a doctor of natural medicine, homeopathic medicine, and I have a bachelor's in orthomolecular medicine, and I have been self-taught, and when I say self-taught, I really don't like to take credit, but let's just say I've learned vibrational medicine through an inner understanding of it, which is where I do all the energy work. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So that's something that, well, as you know, you just don't learn that, per se, from anyone. You can, but it's something that you really have to tune into yourself. And I attribute that, I guess, to my near-death experiences. So I'm thankful to Creator for the ability to be able to do that, and also for us to be able to open that up in others, because we all have the ability and the gift of healing, and we are all physicians, you know, so it is our duty to heal ourselves.
Oh, so beautiful. This just really speaks to my heart and everyone who listens, because that's what the work is about. And so this is a beautiful reflection tonight. I do want to talk to the other sister as well, the sister Kina. Did I say it right?
Kenya? Yes, my cousin Kenya. And I would like to just say we are about to, I'm heading off to Africa on Monday. When I say Africa, it's a big place, but specifically to Senegal. And we are going to be launching a company. Yes, you know, we are opening up more avenues to supply our tea and source our, you know, products directly from the motherland and be able to provide higher qualities of biodynamic teas. So we'll discuss the principles afterwards. But hold on. Here's Kenya, who's my business partner, as well as my cousin. One moment.
Beautiful.
Hello, hello.
Yes, greetings, Kenya.
Greetings.
Yes, oh, it is so beautiful. Everyone is just really loving this. And, you know, we have listeners all around the world and many who are listening from South Africa, Ghana, Guyana, tonight, and Nigeria, who are in the house live tonight listening. So I know that they're definitely excited about that. I want you to share about your journey and just about you and the Chakra Tea Company and the work that you do as well.
Oh, my journey is a very interesting one. Because I very interesting, which I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate to. When you have something in your bloodline and you don't want to accept it because we live of this world and
yes.
we partake in it. I mean, I was a designer for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
living it up, enjoying life, so I thought.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden, you know, I got a body slam. Hey, you're not the one, you're not in control of this. You have a higher purpose, and you will follow your higher purpose. And,
beautiful.
It always bothered me to see where our children was, where they were going as far as their health, what they were ingesting into them, everything with dyes, with just sugars,
yeah.
all of the studies coming about how it's affecting our
right.
health, the obesity levels, asthma, and so forth. And I reached an age when I went out, and I just wanted tea. Everywhere I went, okay, you know, I'll have some tea. And all they're offering me is, well, we just have this one tea, which
yeah.
is horrible.
right.
And, yeah, and, you know, as far as understanding chakra work, working with people
yes.
who weren't as balanced as I was, and they had material things, but they were so miserable and unhappy, and I began
yes.
to realize what exactly it is they were lacking that I had.
Mm.
And
right.
That's what propelled us. I mean, it just came naturally to us, being
right.
a doctor of natural medicine, you know, my cousin, and just having these gifts that we were born
yes.
with to communicate with people, to heal people through vibrational
yes.
medicine.
And,
you know, Tissa, she brought that out of me, you know, knowing what I was thinking before I even thought it most of the time and didn't want
right.
to admit to, you know. And
yes.
You know, I couldn't deny it anymore, you know, because I had to do God's work. And it's been a phenomenal journey for me. So I am learning. I am accepting who I am and what I have to offer and to do the Lord's work as far as, you know, helping our children grow in a healthy lifestyle. With the
yeah.
herbs and the roots and tonics, which is, you know, it helps cleanse us in order to live a more balanced and happy life.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, thank you for that. That is so beautiful. You know, that's a part of my passion. We kind of talked about it right before the show. That's some of the work,
yes.
energy healing, energy work is my thing, and definitely through the vibration, a holistic practitioner myself as well, and also, you know, through other divine means of just passing on that love. And so it was beautiful,
yes.
you guys. It was an instant connection. We started talking on the phone, and I was like, can y'all come on tonight? And they were like, yeah, we can do it.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
You know, because when you follow the path that's been already laid out for you, it's just how it works. You know, we were
yeah.
talking about how in this society we tend to go by clocks and watches.
Yes,
and
yes.
what I've learned thus far is everything happens in divine time. Even our connection,
yes.
you know, we're rushing
yes.
trying to make it back. You know, we broke our fast at 8:30, and we're still on the road, stomachs growling, trying to make it back. And you know, for you to be so at peace with us, like, take your time, don't rush. So you know, we said, look, let's stop,
get a bite, and take a deep breath, you know?
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I know we're going to be covering some other things. I've already let the family know that tonight we're going to be doing chakra readings, energy readings tonight. As we learn more about the work that you guys are doing and where you're going to be, I want to encourage everyone to go over to the website, www.chakrateesco.com, and you can actually sign up. You can like the Facebook page. Stay connected, family. This is going to be great. This is going to be something. I know you guys are all excited. Everybody wants to jump in. They said they can't wait to support, and so they're sending nothing but love from the chat room and saying how excited they are, and I know they would be. And so definitely, brothers and sisters who's out there that is in that's listening from Africa, you guys definitely to reach out as well too. So we're going to continue. I think the phone, did the phone go back to Dr. Tisa? Are you guys still on the line? Let's see if they're still there. Did they call drop? Yeah, their call dropped. So we're going to try to call them back so we can get back on the line because the phone lines are full, and so that we can bring them back on the line, you guys. Yeah, so we're going to bring them back. So you guys check out the website as well too, while we're doing this as well. So let's see here. Okay, well, I'm going to keep trying to get them back on the line because I know that they are on the road, so we'll definitely be back. Give me one moment, you guys. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're back here. We're back. Okay, you guys. Oh, that's all right. It's all good. The call dropped. We know you guys are moving around. And I'm quite sure with us three sisters on the line, it's a lot of energy floating around.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right.
Well, you know what? We thank you for having us, and we're thoroughly enjoying your audience this evening. And, you know, we are just, you know, really hoping that in terms of our conversation, others who are on this line will be thoroughly inspired to move forward on their own dreams and fulfill the potential that has been put in them, because we are constantly pursuing our own right now. And I really hope this is inspiring others to move forward. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. In a very, very beautiful way. It certainly is. Let's talk a little bit about some of the blends and some of the teas. For people who may be listening that have not been able to take a look at the website.
Yes, ma'am. Well, our first tea, you want to begin there? We can begin with our tea number one.
Yes, let's do that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, beautiful. Our first tea is called the Root of the Matter. Each one of our teas, we have seven teas initially right now, and I would like to let your audience know that we are going to be officially launching our second level or second tier. We define them by dynasties of teas. So the next dynasty will be released this upcoming fall, and that's going to be the next level of chakras up from this. So right now I will let them know we are currently working on those formulations of those blends of those specific teas, and every tea that we have is specifically geared towards each individual chakra in the body. And for those who don't know, chakras are, you probably already told your audience, They know this.
We do this work. Yes.
Good.
But definitely share your share. Yes.
Yes. So we definitely have worked on utilizing a principle of programming our teas, and it's amazing because I had someone say, "Well, how do you know it's going to work?" It works because there's a way of putting an intention in everything that you do. So we have a specific intention that we put in each of our teas, and we can say, well, I mean, look, I'll just say it like this. Just try it and see how you feel. That's what we like to tell everyone. You know, beyond the taste, just see how you feel when you drink the tea. And we have gotten a great deal of feedback. We've done a great deal of tea tastings in various parts of the country. And right now, working, in fact, we just had our last tea tasting in Canada, in Toronto, and it's been the same responses, you know, just really the great feeling. So our first tea, as you had asked about, is called the Root of the Matter. And this tea is a blend that utilizes hibiscus and roses. And it's delicious.
Beautiful.
I mean, for those who like to drink their tea without sweetening, you will enjoy this tea. It's quite tart in its flavor, and it's floral and tart, really delicious blend of tea. And it allows one, as we state, to open up their ability to start to activate the kundalini energy inside of you.
Yes.
And the kundalini energy is that energy. It's like a driving force that travels along our spine all the way up into our heads and outside,
right,
of, you know, when we're moving forward. And this is how we determine it. It is activated in that first root chakra, and that's the opening.
Yeah.
So that's the first. We did do a tasting where we opened up a number of people using all seven teas, and they were thoroughly excited and happy. In fact, for those who don't know or who are in the Atlanta area, Tassili's Raw, you know, Real Raw, that's where we opened up and did our first initial tea tasting, and we thanked Tassili. Yeah, it was amazing to be around her society of people, and they thoroughly enjoyed the tea tasting with us. So we did an opening with them that night with the seven teas. So that's our first tea, the Root of the Matter. Our second tea is called Sacredly Speaking. Sacredly Speaking is actually more of a citrus type of, I don't know how to explain it outside of saying it's like a blend. It has almost like a cream soda, you know, mixed with like orange. I talk about our teas in this way because we love tea. And I'm telling you, whenever we smell our tea, we're like, ooh, it, you know, it's like eating.
Yes, it is, and I love
enjoyable.
Tea so much. Yes.
It doesn't last. It does not last. When we make a pitcher of our tea, it does not last. And we're happy for that because our children are being raised up in an environment of enjoying more tea, you know, and water and beverages such as that. And, of course, this is part of keeping our own children within their own attunement. Or working on that. So that's our tea.
And it has a lot of in a lot of the base flavors, and I'm looking at it. I actually can smell it. It has a lot of the cinnamon in it. And, you know, cinnamon is one of those things. I love the activation because it has a lot of that power when it comes to healing power. It just kind of lifts you. It really is almost like taking sunshine and tasting it. Ah, they're call drops. Again, are you guys still there? The call dropped again. They're still traveling, you guys, and headed towards Georgia. So we're going to call them back and get them back on the phone lines again. So thank you guys for being so patient. So let's call the sisters back. We know they're going to be there. Let's see. Okay, we're going to give them just a few moments to kind of pass through the area where they are, and then I'm going to call them back. But I really want to encourage you guys to take a look at the website so you can see. It has a lot of cinnamon notes in this particular tea, and this is the one that really is working in the second chakra. And so it has that cinnamon in there. It has a lot to do with prosperity, desires, activating those psychic powers, just really, really just the creativity, bringing all of that. It's almost like a little burst of sunshine with everything that you get in there because it has the maple in there, which we know that is about tapping into when you is tapping into a lot of the ether energy and the spices that are in there. Oh, wow. I am just loving all of these teas. I cannot wait
And then if you go on to the third one is the solar plex. And this one smells like lemon, and it has a lot of sweet lemons in it, in this particular tea. So it's all kinds of great, beautiful things that's in these notes. We're going to call the sister back again, and we're going to see who go to the to see if they're there. So let's see here. All right, here we go. I'm going to try to call.
The devil is a liar.
All
I'm
right.
Say the devil is a liar. I hear the Christians say that a lot. The devil is a liar. Nonetheless, you know what? We're driving through the South, so it's the dirty,
that's
dirty.
Okay.
I understand. Communication
lines.
That's
okay.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes.
But we had stopped
yes.
at the second chakra, which was sacrally
well,
speaking, and that was.
Yes,
yes ma'am. Go ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm. No. I was just going to say we kind of went through that. You can touch back on that. We're right here
okay.
with you. We're right here with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
So our second chakra, of course, dealing with sexuality, with the balance, male-female balance, as well as dealing with creativity. So this is a very good tea for assisting one with opening up those centers in your body.
Yes.
And then we move on to the next level of our teas, which is our third tea. And, of course,
yes.
by the way, the Kundalini is still constantly moving forward. So our third tea
yes.
that we have is called I'm Solar Plexus. So that's
yes.
dealing with our solar plexus. And
yes.
for anyone dealing with fear, apprehension, the inability to move forward,
yes.
like those who have been hurt from whatever, I don't know what it could be. A
yes.
lot of people I've noticed, and I'm certain since you do this work, you'll discover so many people are so blocked in their solar plexus.
Oh, yes.
Especially
yes.
a lot of, yeah, any kind of trauma, this is where we tend to be blocked. So we have that
mm-hmm.
blockage there. There's always like some sort of bulge or discomfort there, or indigestion. There's a lot of things that deal with this solar
yes.
plexus. So this is
right.
a beautiful, beautiful tea. Unlike
ooh,
the second tea, which is
like
more
it.
Of an orange, you know, a mm-hmm. more spicy tea, this one is more of a lemon tea. It's almost like a lemon sweet, like a lemonade sort of tea, you know. Very, very nice. Very nice, beautiful balance with this tea. And then we have jasmine
yes.
flowers in there. I didn't mention all the flowers in the other one, but you can see a lot of the list of the ingredients.
Yes,
but everything
you
that
can.
We have in that tea is, of course, designed to open up that particular chakra and inspire one to feel as if they can move beyond the fear, the apprehension, and the blockages. And, of course, meditating
right.
on that. And moving forward.
Beautiful.
Then our fourth tea,
yes.
which is my favorite, it's called A Love Supreme. And when I say it's my favorite
ooh.
Because it's linked to my now, my brother who's transitioned. He's the one who introduced me to A Love Supreme,
mm.
by John Coltrane, of the same
oh,
famous
yes.
name. And, of course, we couldn't look
oh.
past that name.
mm.
We had to use that name. And that's, of course, the tea, A Love Supreme. And, of course, manifesting, you know, that perfection, that beautiful
yes.
nature of being connected to the great I am. That's
okay, we're going to just try to call them back. Their call dropped again. It's okay. And definitely we know all is well. This is just so beautiful. And I just thank these sisters for
each thing is just, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
We are back, you guys, and we are talking about these amazing teas here. And we're on
yes.
the fourth, A Love Supreme.
Yes.
And
A Love
and just
Supreme.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Indeed. It's a blend. It has green tea. As you know, green tea is such a phenomenal tea. And so
yes.
we have used the programming of green tea blended with roses and all sorts of different beautiful herbs and spices to bring about and achieve this aspect of moving and opening up the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, and allowing us to be able to open that up, heal through those issues, and be able
yes.
to, what is it? It's like take back what is rightfully
yes.
ours as regards
yes.
matters of the heart. So it's that beautiful balance. And, you know, we are really hoping and we are really aiming through our programming of this tea to bring about this manifest destiny of absolute, complete, supreme love, you know, that we all deserve to have.
Yes.
So this is what that tea is about. That's our fourth. Then our fifth tea, which I love, is also called Spoken Word. And spoken word has almost like a candy smell to it. It's very delicious, and it has a lot of blue flowers inside of that particular tea as well.
Oh,
and
I love that.
And it deals with our throat chakra. Yeah. Amazing when you see the pictures of this tea.
Yes.
So with this tea here, very, very good for the throat, very soothing for the throat chakra. Those who speak a lot or those who don't speak enough, those who have poor communication skills, very good tea for assisting you with opening up and being able to properly communicate your ideas and being able
to
you know, express, you know, your
and
inner thoughts.
Speak your truth. Yes.
Speak your truth. I love that. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what that does.
Speak your truth.
Word.
Yeah.
Speak your truth.
Beautiful.
And of course, the sixth, for those people who just, you know, they feel that they can't see. Boy, this is what people are this tea is called Third Eye from the Sun, man. Whoa. And we love it.
Look
we
at
love it because we got raw cacao in there blended with our ruiba. And I'm telling you, something about that cacao, man, anything that is black like me. Woo!
Yes.
Gorgeous. Amazing tea and excellent. We will share a joke with you. I know my cousin can tell us that, but I'm going to share it. We had, when we were doing one of our tea tastings, a sister asked us, she came and whispered, she thought we put a little bit of roots in there. When I say roots, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
a little puff of magic dragon. She's like, you got a little something in there, huh? We're like, no, ma'am. We promised. Yo, because she was like, I feel high.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wow.
And this was our session, but that was the tea she felt high after. I mean, she had all the others, but she was like, woo,
wow.
I feel high. She asked my cousin, am I leaning? It was amazing. Oh, my Lord. We sat there, and we were looking at our tea like, did somebody throw something in here?
Beautiful. And really one of the things I have to say, I love everything because I am just really a woo-woo, crafty, artsy, passionate girl.
Yes.
And I love everything from the packaging to, you know, what the teas look like everything is so inviting. And so, you know, I always like to say that when you're getting ready to engage yourself in something,
it needs
to be an experience. And
this is
giving you an experience from the time you go to the website to when you click on one of the teas, when you see the tin, when you see how it's presented, everything is about that experience. And then to know that it is something that will open up your life force energy within your body. It's good for you. It's connected to you. It's part of our culture, our history. And it has these sisters' magic in it. How could you go wrong?
Well, you know what, sis? You said it the best way. And my cousin, of course, she mentioned her designing background with me with the natural medicine. The color therapy, all of this is why we've done it that way. And believe me, every tea is manifesting those attributes.
Yes.
And it's not to say you're just throwing things together. Everything serves an absolute purpose. In fact, we are actually working on a book for our tea right now because so many people are so blown by it that we decided we're going to list each ingredient and get into exactly what the healing properties are because it's amazing.
Yes.
They are.
And
each one, and they're good for those chakras.
Yes, I'm looking at the properties. I'm thinking about the energy and everything from start to finish. Because that's me. I'm about that magic.
Right.
I'm about.
Well, you know what? We don't take any. We're taking credit really only for one thing. That the fact that it came to us and we moved forward on it. But to be honest, this was given to us, and we don't.
Yes.
You know, we don't play around with that because.
That's right.
When it was really manifest to us, it was like, wow, what did we have here? So we're not claiming it as really ours outside of the fact that we are, you know, we're providing it. But the information
right.
there is ancient. It's not even ours. And
oh,
we're just
yes.
thankful
That's
to the
right.
Creator that we are able
That's
to
right.
bring forth this.
To bring it
nothing
back.
Like it right now. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Bring it back. Come
and
on. Because it was here
that's
before.
Right.
It's always been here. It never
that's
truly
right.
was until we forgot about it. So now it's like a reawakening and remembering, you know, of this
yes.
so that we can bring it forth and utilize it again to do what we've always done. Because the truth is all healing is right here. And
yes.
it's all about the breath.
Right
and it's
here.
All about the energy. And so this
yes.
is giving us tools to be able to take it back and to utilize it. And we're not claiming any healing. There's no claiming of healing here at all. No, that's not what the claims are making because, you know, the FDA, oh, God, you're claiming it's doing this. No, we're
that's
not claiming
right,
anything.
That's right.
We're not claiming anything. We're proclaiming. We are proclaiming rather than claiming that it
yes.
is something that you should try, you know, and that,
yes.
you know what, see how you feel. Somebody may say, well, I don't feel anything. That's all well and good, but does it taste good? That's what we want to know. Does it look good?
Yes.
Does it make you feel good? That's all we want to know.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
Yeah, we're not making any health claims on this one outside of the fact that does it taste
right.
good? Okay, you like that. Okay, good. And we
right.
we have a saying on there, if you notice, like this, our different posters, you feel that.
Yes.
You know, that's all we're saying.
That's right.
yeah.
You
feel you that.
You feel it.
That's it.
You feel it.
You feel that. yes,
yes.
Have. So that's it.
Oh, that
and
is,
our final
that
theme.
Is,
so, of course, that's the sixth chakra opening up, that third eye, which is very important.
Right.
And cacao
yes.
has been shown to release natural and the natural.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I would like to just state that we're one of the few ones who actually have a chocolate tea that's a raw tea that is utilized for this purpose. I would like to share that as well. And this raw cacao is very good for helping the pineal gland to release, you know, different hormones in the body, of course, melanin being what it is.
Yes.
You know, when you
yes.
look into cacao, just study raw cacao a little bit more.
That's
we
right.
We notice that
That's
a lot
right.
of the black foods are connected to melanin because they are melanin.
Yes.
That's what gives them the color.
They're melanin.
All color comes
That's
of
right.
from different forms of melanin. So you're enjoying
yes.
different forms of melanin in these teas. And, of course, our final tea is, oh, if you look at that picture, it says, you see the colors, absolutely
yes.
rainbow.
Oh,
Oh, my God. And it is one of our favorites because it
yes.
is called the elevated places. And what more can we say about that? I mean, that's the crown chakra. It's the ability
yes.
to rise into yourself. It's the ability to
that's
be yourself.
It.
It's the ability to accept your own and be yourself and manifest the God within. You know, it has been stated, and
yes.
I heard this was said by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He has stated this to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but this applies to all of us. He said, you know,
right.
he said, when you discover who you are, you won't be able to hold yourself down. To me, that's what this tea manifests. It's the
yeah.
ability for us
yeah.
to not be able to hold back ourselves. It's allowing yourself to really be and say be, and it is. You know, because we
yes.
have that ability to do that. And right now we are tapping in and tuning into our God-centered,
yes.
beautiful, magnificent,
right.
illustrous selves, you know. So what's
yes.
going to hold us
yes.
back? We have no more excuses,
Ooh,
you know. So that's what this tea is.
Some...
We're utilizing all of these flowers that are being used and herbs. They have been used in spiritual work for centuries. They have
yes.
been used in cultivating spiritual work
yes.
and working with the crown chakra. So what better way to blend them all together and enjoy them in a delicious blend of tea and sit down to an evening with that? It looks like potpourri when you look at the picture.
It does.
So enjoy the potpourri.
It really does.
You know, and we want to make sure when people get the tea, they use it in the proper manner as well. Some of us boil tea. We should never boil anything that is meant to
never.
Kill. We should
no.
steep the tea. Or you steam
yes.
it, like you get it to a point where it's simmering, and then you turn it off. Then you add the tea to the water, and
yes.
you just cover it with a lid and let that sit. And then
yes.
you partake of the tea after you stated an intention over the tea. That's how you
That's
enjoy
right.
it. That's the ritual
Beautiful.
Of drinking tea. That's the
That's
sacred
right.
ritual of utilizing tea for healing, you know. So
yes.
that's what we
yes.
want to reintroduce again to us, giving us back our sacred rituals, you know, so we can manifest the divinity within ourselves, you know. So that is
so
that is that for those seven T's. That is
That is beautiful, sis. And, you know, one of the things that I really, really love is that if you go to the website when you're getting the tea, you can also see all of those directions there to tell you
yeah.
what temperature your water needs to be. the steeping time for the tea, and just giving you those components so you can see all of, I call them the love notes that are inside the tea. And
you know what? We're
going to
change
that
and call them love notes. We will call them love notes. Thank you. Love notes. I love it.
Yes, those are love notes. And when you see the jasmine, the lavender, the cloves, and the cornflower, the cinnamon, these are all the love notes because that's ultimately what you're doing, like you said. And then you're getting you're getting multiple reasons for as you continue to take this. Everyone is loving this in the chat room.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have a big,
you know,
we have a big,
that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say we look at tea as music, so we're utilizing the tea in our blending as if we're blending a song, and I sing as well. So, and in our family, we have a lot of singers.
No.
Yeah, we do. We are utilizing it in the same way that we harmonize in music. We're looking at achieving the same thing with the tea as well.
Yes.
On that level.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
yes, ma'am.
Love notes. Oh, you guys, one of the things I want to tell you is that these two lovely sisters will be blessing us, the Remix family, with a very, very special surprise tonight, is that they will be giving away some of the blends of the teas here tonight. So you'll get a chance to try it, whatever part of the world you're in. We're going to do some chakra readings while we're on the phone. We're going to be getting it in. And then the other thing, it's just so much. Like this night, I cannot tell you guys how this was so divine. Earlier this week, I was contacted by a Remix listener. I told you guys I have a lot of projects going on, but one of them about the self-invested project, which I would like to invite you to come in and also teach a class as well. Let's see. Are you guys still with me? We'll talk about that. But
yes, we're right here.
Where we have speakers from all over the world that's going to come in and be sharing their wealth of knowledge and information about what their passion is and what their work is here that they've been given by the divine. And one of the Remix listeners contacted me and said, Miss Blue, I want to pay for a Remix listener to become self-invested. And we talked about it. I thought that, I said, you really get it. Because this is what this platform is all about in love. And so to have you guys come along, this was another special guest. And so what I'm also going to be doing is I'm going to match that. We at the Self-Invested Program, we're going to match that. And we're going to pay for someone else to get self-invested. So two people will get self-invested tonight.
Oh,
and we
beautiful.
Will also have tons of tea that we'll be giving away. And the beautiful sister here, Dr. Tisha, is going to be doing chakra readings, me and her together, so you get a double dose of magic, love, and healing all wrapped up in one. Wow.
Beautiful.
I mean, you could ask for more, but why would you?
Wow. This is so beautiful. And you're so modest when you're giving it to us, but really you have to let them know you have been gifting your audience with it and out of your love and your honesty and your generosity. And we thank you. Thank you so much, sis, for offering us this offering, you know, and being a part of your listeners and your audience. And we really look forward, of course, you know, to working with you in the future. So they need to know that you are such a divine and generous and beautiful being as well. And we thank you for being so humble and, you know, trying to give us credit for yourself. So we thank you.
You know what?
Thank
well,
you.
I thank you. I thank you because I tell you, I looked at that. I'm the type of person, and I know you guys are too. I move with the energy and the spirit. And when I seen the website, instantly, when the sister Sandra sent me the link, I was like, wow, I got to call them. Like, right now.
Oh,
right now, I got to call them.
Wow.
I could literally paste the notes. I'm like, oh, I got to get this. So,
I think
this is a great time. We're going to go to the phone lines because I told you this time it gets sucked up.
Okay.
And, you know, I have to tell everybody. I told them, oh, you guys can just stop by for 15, 20 minutes or however long. And they both laughed, and they said, well, you know, we can talk. I said, ooh, so can I. Like, what's that going to be like? So we're just having this beautiful share here with everybody. So I'm ready to go to the phone lines. I want to encourage everybody. Definitely everything is in the show notes. The Chakra Teas Company, you need to definitely definitely get into this, to taste this and come back. Let us know on the remix what your experience was. Check out their Facebook page. Stay connected. Put your email addresses in there. I know soon these sisters will be traveling to a city, country near you. And there, we will also talk about, before we leave, that there are other opportunities that if you think that this is something you want to be involved in, they can even share with you opportunities that may be available for you as well. Let's get ready to get it. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see tons of you guys from all over the world. I'm going to try to see if we have our international listeners on the phone. I will try to get you guys first. I know that's a long haul, but we're going to go to the phone lines calling in. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're calling in. You have a question. You're here for the chakra reading to talk to us. And then also, if you want to Skype in, if you're an international caller, you can Skype in and listen. If you're in a foreign country, you know what to do. Dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines calling in, and I'm just going to kind of move around here. So I don't know where I may end up, but we're going to go to caller number 75 on the phone line, calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Lou. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, Amanda from Brooklyn.
Good evening. This is such a great show. I am loving the energy. And thank you, ladies, for being a part of the remix. This is so amazing.
Wow. Isn't it?
Yes, and Ms. Lou, I want to thank you so much for all of your work, and I'm listening to the show. I'm actually at work right now, and I have one of my headphones in my ear. Every Friday and Sunday, I do the same thing. I have one headphone while I'm closing, and I'm listening to the remix. And this show is literally bringing tears and joy to me, because tea is also one of my passions. And yes. I worked at Starbucks for 5 years, and when customers always came in, I always recommended tea to them, tea that I liked and I enjoyed. And I'll share with you, too, before we get started, but as a barista at Starbucks, we get partner markups, and I collect tea. One of my favorites, I collect the different blends of teas, passion tea, calm tea, wild tea, orange. I have endless amount of teas in my house, and my mom is like, why do you have so many teas? And I said, that's one of my passions. I want to try. I love learning about teas. I want to know more about them. So it's a great show, and I thank you, ladies, for coming on. So, yes.
Beautiful. Well, Dr. Tisha, I'm going to let you go first as the guest, and we're going to be doing chakra reading, and you just tell them what you need, and we'll just go from there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, greetings, sis, and from Brooklyn, New York. I know my cousin is out of New York as well, so I know she's sending that out to you as well. She's in Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Brooklyn girl, too. She's laying it out there for you, too. But
yes,
you know what?
I know.
Sis, I wanted to just ask you about your stomach, in terms of your stomach, and dealing with aspects of territorial issues. That's something that stands out to me immediately when you were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this manifests itself in various areas, but I will just say it like this. Territorial, anything that deals with the stomach deals with a lot of territorial things, trying to find your place and trying to keep things in perspective, you know, that you protect or you feel you need to protect. And mm-hmm. when you feel anybody's violating that, mm-hmm. you know, the response that we have to that, of course, affects our stomach. Am I hitting on anything with you?
Yes, you are, definitely, yes.
Okay, excellent. What I would like to state to you is the tea that's coming out to me for you, just because of that area, would definitely be, there's two teas that would benefit you, but I think the one that stands out the most to me is actually chakra number 2 for you specifically. Okay. And I would think about the aspect of creativity. I feel that there's been... makes sense, right? You're holding back a great deal. You're not really manifesting the fullness. I feel like you paint or do something artistic like that. Am I right? What is it artistically that you do?
Artistically, I'm a poet. spoken word.
You're a poet.
Ah,
okay, so
there
spoken
you
word.
Go.
Yeah. She doesn't need the help with the spoken word, though. It has something to do with something along the lines of her hands. Do you do anything with color? Because for some reason I saw a brush, and I'm not really sure why a brush. Or is that, oh, maybe that could be the writing of the poetry.
Yes,
maybe you write poetry
yes,
and
yes,
it's
yes,
artistic.
Though. Maybe
okay,
the pen
gotcha.
Is a brush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pen is a brush. Mm-hmm. Okay. That would make a lot of sense to me. So utilizing this tea would be very good for you, and that's the one that we can supply you with. So that one is for you, sis, and that is our Sacredly Speaking tea. And, you know, just let us know how you feel, how that helps you in manifesting that and bringing it to the forefront. And we look so forward to hearing more of your poetry. Maybe you could write something poetically for us regarding the tea and how it made you feel. I'd look so forward to reading your words and seeing that manifest itself, plus that book that you need to finish up. You know, it'd be really good for you to get into that.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, and I'm gonna put some little touches on there for you, because at the time that you're in right now, I kind of see like a lot of swirls going on right there in your area, and you're in right in that second chakra area. You can see a lot of energy, a lot of movement there. And this is because of a lot of changes going on with you at this particular time. And there's a lot of things that have been happening to you as far as hurt and pain that have come through friendship. You know, does that make sense when I say that to you?
So this is
really the time that the universe and the divine is really opening up for you. And really starting to send blessings to you. There's something that I see that's just kind of falling in your lap at this particular time. And that is what I see falling in your lap is a lotus flower. Is a lotus flower falling right down so gracefully in your lap. So you want to begin to work with that energy of the lotus flower. You can actually pull it in to your second chakra there. Send that energy to right into that particular area, because there is sort of a little bit of what I would call leakage there in that particular area for you, just to kind of calm that area down. And when you get those teas, because a big part of this has to do with your emotions. And I know that it's been a kind of up and down emotional time for you. And that's what's kind of causing that whirlwind, because that's the seat of your emotions. You know, but it's also where your willpower is and your self-esteem. So if you feel that somehow you're getting a little tired during the day, that's the steam, like in a steam engine that's running out for you, because your emotions are burning up all of this energy. So really just imagine seeing the lotus flower and see that lotus flower just coming, pulling right into your solar plexus chakra and just swirl it around. You can even just see the lotus flower just kind of spinning around, and that's going to help calm that, drink you some of that tea, and baby girl, the universe is just going to open itself on up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. We do have a question coming in as we get ready to go to the next caller, and I can answer the question, but I'm going to let you answer. Do you ship to the Caribbean? That's the question.
Oh, they're asking about the Caribbean? What is it?
Yes. Do you ship to the Caribbean?
Yes, we do. We do. We don't have it listed on our website, but yes, we are. We are going to get that completed, because we have to, of course, determine each country. And I mean, I travel to the Caribbean a great deal, so of course I would never leave the Caribbean behind. Which island are they? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they are in Jamaica. They're in Jamaica.
Definitely. I'm not going to overlook Jamaica. I do work in Jamaica right now, actually, near Mount Zion, so I would never overlook Jamaica.
Oh.
We do ship out to Jamaica. Love Jamaica. Yeah.
Right. Here's something that I would suggest that you guys do. The information is on the website. If you want to place an order and you live in a country and the country is not listed there, please do not say, oh, well, they won't ship to me. Remember, they're growing, they're learning, just like us.
Right.
So what you need to do is send an email to them or call the toll-free number and just let them know what country you're in, so they can make arrangements to get the tea to you, okay? This is a worldwide. They're worldwide.
We'll ship worldwide. We just have to go through bit by bit, and we want to make sure we give a proper pricing and flat rate shipping. Also, shipping to the Caribbean as well is kind of tricky, as they know, because sometimes the customs officers love tea, too. So you want to make sure you get it. And we do ensure all of our tea shipments. So believe me, we're going to work it out so that you're protected and we're protected and we don't have to worry about you not getting your tea. We'll make sure.
You're going to get it. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller number 105. You're calling in from area code 908. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Key from Jersey.
Okay, greetings, Key from Jersey.
Greetings, sisters.
Greetings.
I just pressed one just now, and I'm so happy that I got through. I love this
show. Okay, good, because we're jumping around and doing chakra readings here. Did you want to still keep listening? Because I can come back to you if you're just listening in.
Oh, no, I would like a reading.
Okay.
Okay, definitely. All right. So, sis, you're calling in from Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. I'm looking at you, and I'm looking, the first part that is standing out the most for you is your heart. In terms of, and when we're dealing with the heart, that's the fourth chakra, dealing specifically with matters of the heart. Most recently, within possibly the last 3 to 6 months, did you deal with any type of emotional breakup or something, disappointment?
Definitely.
Okay, because it's still standing very strongly. I also feel that this is not the first time this has happened. The number 23 comes to mind, whether it's a date or a day. Or year, you know, whatever that is, when I say year in terms of age or whatever, I don't know, but this number comes to mind as well. 2324, does that make sense to you regarding this area as well? Something similar?
No, nothing comes to mind right now.
Okay. I would like you to focus. It could either be a year, it could either be a day. So kind of go back and pay attention to that. If anything, marinate on that for a minute, but I'll deal with the most immediate one, which is the most recent one, because this has happened before in this same manner, or similarly, I would say, in this area. So just keep that in mind. We have to start looking really internally, of course, as you know, at ourselves and why we continue to choose what we choose for ourselves. I'm certain that the lesson has come to you this time, that it's not always what things appear to be, and you have to start really putting yourself first. Is that where we are right now with the growth?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be a very good one for you. And what we can do right now, if you'd like, we can run through a quick exercise on that. Mm-hmm. If you press directly into the middle of your heart in that area, the region, just press in the middle of your chest, right between, you know, technically, you'll know exactly where it is. When you press in, just press your chest now. Press a little bit lower. As soon as you feel that sore spot, are you there with me?
Yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath and breathe out. Take another deep breath. Breathe out again. Okay. There's a pulsation there. I want you to continue to breathe, and you're going to start feeling it opening up. Just take another deep breath. It's beginning to open. You notice the pain is going away now in that area. Are you with me, sis?
Yes.
Okay. It's feeling lighter in that area?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to continue breathing. What we're going to have to do, this is just the beginning, to be honest. I mean, this is more than just us sitting on the phone in a session.
Yeah, right.
And I think it would be great for you to get our number 4 tea. Now, the green tea that we have, it used to be smokier. It's actually a lot lighter because we have a balance of spearmint in there. So it's not as smoky. As long as you take this tea and you just steep it according to direction, it'll be very pleasant and good for you. So you just want to steep it very lightly, boom. Like 2 minutes and take it right off, unless you want to use it medicinally. If you're really having a lot of issues where you find yourself feeling depressed, then steep it stronger. But on a regular day, steep it light, and you should be very good with that. Very, very pleasant. Those who don't like tea, believe me, they love tea. And this is a beautiful tea, and I feel like this tea would be very good for you. It could be very pleasant for you and help you with everything that you're going through. Do you have any children yet, sis?
Yes, I have one.
Okay, is that a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. She's very supportive of a lot of things you're going through, or somehow I feel she's connected to a lot of what you're going through.
Okay.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She tunes in a lot to what you're going through?
Yeah.
Okay. What you're going to want to do, give her some of this tea.
Okay.
Because our children know, I'll tell you why. Our children tend to take on.
They do.
We take on, you know, and we don't want our children to suffer with physical ailments. You'll be surprised how many children develop physical ailments. They manifest first on a spiritual
level.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it's a dis-ease. You understand me? And we don't want that for our children because they're so in tune with us. And she comes to me like a womb child. She's very, very connected to you. So we don't want her to be suffering with you. You got me?
Right,
she wants
to
see you happy. So for her sake and our sake and everybody's sake, you need to be happy. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this would be good for her. You steep lightly, and you can give it to her during the day. And, you know, you both can enjoy this, and you can discuss different things with her. And don't be afraid to share, you know, your fears with her. She's already in tune with what's going on. Very gifted. I see her in the kitchen. She's very good at cooking, or does she love food? What is this connection with the kitchen?
With her, I'm not sure. I'm trying to get her to eat more and more, but she's not a big eater.
So the kitchen is, okay, so her connection is you're concerned with her not eating. Okay, I wanted to get the connection. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
So she's not a very good eater. Okay.
No,
all
she
right.
likes
well,
to
then
breastfeed
this,
a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay, breastfeeds a lot, but not connecting to eating the foods. Okay.
Not really,
well, what's
no.
good? Not really. Okay. Well, when you start to take this in yourself, and the beauty of green tea, which is medicinal, is, you know, we can give it to our babies, our children, just like we give it to ourselves. As long as we just steep it lightly for them. You don't want to give them too much. But, of course, it's a natural source of caffeine. It's not unhealthy. It actually opens up the appetite as well. So this could be something that could also help her in that manner. I would advise you, like, I know you're trying to get her tuned into it, but what she comes across to me as, she's very, very gentle in her own spiritual work. So allow her to be able to enjoy that because she's pulling off of, not so much the nourishment, but it's really just connection emotionally that she needs to feel with you. So allow her that because one day she won't be there. You know, you're going to want her to be there type of thing.
Right.
So it's very important for us to continue to maintain these connections over time.
Beautiful.
So that's a blessing.
Beautiful.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. You know, the number one thing that I see, Key, and that was really, really beautiful there, I'm sure that you've taken it all in, is that when I look at you, I see you lying in sort of some very beautiful turquoise water, just beautiful, you know, that color of turquoise, which is the combination of the blue and the green, and it's kind of like the sky coming together. And this is about you and relationships. The main thing is definitely, as the sister stated, to have this relationship with yourself. And I know that this is something that you're working on. We've talked about it, and you're right there in that place. One of the things I want to give you, and I think this is an amazing crystal that you can begin to work with, and that's a turquoise. What I like about the turquoise stone, it's almost like having a loving friend. Because what it does, the particular properties in the turquoise, is the symbol of friendship. It is. This is even one of the reasons why Disney uses the color of what they call Sleeping Beauty turquoise, Sleeping Beauty turquoise in all of the things that they do. That blue that you see Walt Disney use is called Sleeping Beauty turquoise. Turquoise also can help to bring peace when it comes to your home because I see that there's a lot of chaos energy going on around where you stay. And so you need to get you some turquoise, you know, put it up so the kids don't put it in their mouth or something, but you need to keep you a bowl of turquoise around, and that's going to just help you to bring the frequency of peace there. But here's another thing that I love about the turquoise, is that the turquoise is one of those stones that it actually takes on the characteristics of the owner. That's you. That's you at your highest self. That's when you're tapping into that divine part of yourself. The other thing that this is going to help you with working with yourself is to get a turquoise. Definitely do some research on crystals. You guys know how I feel about that. You wouldn't walk down the street and just meet a man and say, come get in the bed with me. So don't get in the bed with your crystal. Do some studies on your crystal as you get ready to take it. But the turquoise is one of those stones where you have to actually attune to the stone instead of the stone attuned to you. So this is really showing you to attune your energy, the highest energy in you, in that turquoise. Take it with you when you're meditating, when you're doing visualization, when you're getting into what I call the naked time from the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Just begin that time of peace for yourself and really get to know you. Get that love that's inside of you. A big part of your darkness is because you're really just thinking about yourself, but not from your higher self. And that's going to help you to move that energy around. It's a protection stone. It's also psychic sensitive, and it also helps connect with the spirit world. So it's an easy way for you to get in and tap into your divine self. So start working with the turquoise and definitely get that tea and begin to work with that. And so you can have that turquoise to bring that peace and harmony and love around you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, blessings to you. Let us know how it goes for you. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you.
All right, beautiful. Well, we are live here, you guys. We are speaking with Dr. Tisha, and she is from the Chakra Teas Company, as well as we have Kenya.
My cousin Kenya.
I'm not going to say it wrong. Kenya. We also have Kenya, the other founder, on the live, and these sisters are literally, they're moving as we speak, literally, and we're going to continue here. We still have about 54 minutes left to go in the forum. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, looks like caller number 187. You're calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Hadia calling from Cedar Hill, Texas. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Beautiful. Greetings, Hadia. Wonderful. Okay.
Greetings.
I want to ask you the first question, and it has something to do with your feet. I know this is, we're not touching the chakras as of yet, but what's standing out to me is an ankle. I'm trying to determine if the worst ankle is your left or your right ankle. Is that you at all that we're tuning into?
Yes, I do have feet problems. And,
you do? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm looking at this. That was the first thing, believe it or not, that stood out. So it comes to me to kind of talk to you about magnesium and calcium. Do you take supplements of magnesium or calcium?
I used to, and I just was thinking the other day that I needed to start back on my magnesium.
You
so.
Needed to start back on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It would be wonderful if you did it homeopathically. You would actually get to the core of the issue. So. Yeah, what you can do, if you can, go to the website and email us. Just email me, and we'll discuss that privately, okay? So
okay.
I wanted to hit that first, but I did not want to go into the chakras because that seems to be the most immediate concern that stands out to me, specifically with the left ankle. It seems to be more. Do you have a lot of swelling that happens in that ankle?
I don't have a lot of swelling, but there is some imbalance in that foot for sure.
There's an imbalance. Do you have inflammation of any type in there?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. All right. So that's fine. So we're going to want to work on that. So if you could reach out to me on another level, we can deal with that. Outside of that, just moving along, I had to clear that up before I could see other parts of you. Okay, interesting. Two areas stand out the most. I'm thinking the most prominent, again, you come across with the heart again, your throat chakra and your heart chakra.
So let's deal with the throat, because it's not as open as the, it's not as blocked, sorry, as the heart chakra. The throat chakra appears to me to be in a level of a low vibration. I get the impression of you not being able to really thoroughly express yourself, or being told either A, to shut up a lot, or no one wants to hear what you have to say, or you feeling that way. Are we making sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So that's the one that I'm seeing. But let's move down to the heart. That seems to be standing out more. It's sitting out more in your chest to me than your throat. So we can work vibrationally with the throat right now.
Okay.
But what we want to do is I would like to get you and gift you also, you know, that fourth T as well. So you'll be T number four as well, just because of what I'm seeing, and I think it'd be very important. So you want to work on the throat quickly?
Yes.
Okay, let's do the throat. So you're going to want to take your finger, you could take your middle finger and place it directly into, you know, that little hollow spot that's right there in our necks? Just press it right directly in there. Are
okay.
we there? Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Press it in. Okay, and I'm going to do this sort of slightly off the line for a minute, but take a deep breath. Take a deep breath again. Take a deep breath again. Okay, now it's pulsating. All right. Are you feeling that opening more for you, sis?
Yes, I am.
Okay, beautiful. Take another deep breath, and we're going to continue the process. I'm going to do it one more time, and then you can continue this afterwards. Again. It's pulsating stronger. That's excellent. Okay, good. This should be open, and you should practice doing this on a regular basis and work on keeping your throat chakra open. And as regards the heart, the same thing I was telling the sister before, you want to press in. You know exactly where to press instinctively. Press in again, right there. We'll at least begin the process, and we'll just do a quick open. Well, just a slight opening. We're not going to open it all the way because it'll take a little bit more time based on how much it's blocked. You ready?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay,
yes,
take a deep breath. You see how you're feeling more inside your chest? If you continue doing that, do that yourself, and you'll start to open that up, sis. So that's beautiful. So we'll gift you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So, sis, we'll have the fourth key for you. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sister Hadia.
Very, very beautiful, Hadia. That is so beautiful. I want to just tell you, I just want to kind of put this extra little touch there for you, is to definitely keep tapping into your wisdom. As you begin to open yourself up more, then you're going to be able to really have that wisdom come in and just kind of give you sort of those things to stand on. When I see you, you're kind of wobbly. I see earth changes. And not earth changes. A lot of times we think of the earth things as being rooted and just talking about those things at the first chakra, but it's actually not. We also have another chakra that is way down in the ground. It's about 12 to 13 feet, I say sometimes a little further in the ground. And these are about some of the earth changes that are coming about with you. Begin to use wisdom. Wisdom when it comes to those things of how you feel about yourself and those things that are going on with you. Use that wisdom. And that wisdom is just going to help to bring everything out, you know, just really just help your aura expand. I could feel your energy as you was doing the exercise and feel yourself vibrationally begin to open up even more. Could you feel it?
Yeah, I definitely could feel it.
Yes, very powerful.
Feeling a lot different.
Yes. And, you know, you do energy work yourself. I see your little fingers moving around in your hands. So, you know, this is good. I think a lot of times we need to begin to touch our body and do that. We don't do that enough. Other than washing ourselves, we don't touch our body. And so even when you're doing these exercises, you know, begin to place your body just wherever the spirit leads you so that you can feel that life force energy moving within you. And once you make that divine connection, then you'll be able to speak your truth and you'll be able to come from that place of your heart. And it will open up so wide for you. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for calling in and being that reflection for us tonight. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Boo, and thank you, Dr. Tisha and King. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much, sir.
Indeed, and thank you.
Beautiful. How powerful is the share tonight? Woo! I am loving this, and I am loving you guys. Being right here as well. I see you guys on the phone line. I definitely want to tell you this. We still got a while to go, but I know there is absolutely no way we're going to get to all of you. So I do want to encourage you guys to reach out to Dr. Tish, and also reach out to the sisters. Go over to Chakra Tees Company and connect. Because there's so much work that needs to be done and so much beautiful work from sisters from around the world. And so you guys can build a connection. I'm sure they're going to come back on the remix again, and we'll be getting it in some more. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the other callers on the line because I see you guys all here calling in from area code 817. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 817. Okay, we're going to come back to 817. We can't
hear
them. Oh, you better talk fast, my brother. PC3 is on the line.
Sorry about that. This is Peter out of Florida.
Okay. Okay, greetings to you. Good to have you on the line.
Thank you. Glad to be on. I'd like to get the... I'd like to say thanks for everything Remix does, and let's get started.
Beautiful. All right, brother. So you're calling out of Florida, one of my favorite places, I'll tell you that much. Florida hides a great deal in it. It's beautiful, absolutely amazing. But as we saw most recently, it does hide a very treacherous side in our history as well. But we have to continue to live in Florida and manifest the beauty of Florida because we are here and we do remember. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, there's two areas. Most importantly, the one that stands out, solar plexus stands out to me. That's your third. And the next area that I'm seeing that stands out for you, brother, is your stomach. So I would pertain that to the second chakra, second and third chakra for you. Once again, you may have heard me speaking to the sister earlier about that stomach territorial, someone crossing boundaries that we feel they should never cross. And we're not really vocalizing, you know, how we feel. Maybe we are, but we're not really getting it out in the fullness of itself because they're still crossing those boundaries. So it does interfere with our ability to properly digest. We are congested. We have a lot of issues with our colon. We hold back a lot of stuff because of family mess, literally. So we hold a mess. So this is a very big thing that I'm seeing for you. And then, of course, dealing with that solar plexus, fear, apprehension. You come across to me to be a warrior. I feel this warrior spirit energy from you, but it seems as if somehow, I don't know, maybe it's a loss or something has happened that has caused you to feel a little bit of fear or apprehension, and that's not like your warrior self. Am I talking to you?
Right, right. That is so true. You really picked up on that.
Okay. Yeah. This warrior, this attack on the warrior seems to have been happening within the last 2 years. Is this also tying in with the stomach issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So my question is, what are you doing? Well, you don't have to say that because you more than likely may be in a position where you can't really manifest the statement as you'd like. But I'm just going to say it like this.
It's the remix. Go for
it. Remix. Go for it. Okay, I'll go for it. Well, this is what I want to say. Here's the remix right here, brother. And my aunt said this to me just a few days ago, so I'm going to share this with you. And trust me, I've been saying it. I put it on Facebook. I'm living it. It is. She said to me, you tolerate. We tolerate what we can't change. You understand?
Right.
So we tolerate what we don't have the power to change. So you got to ask yourself, if you're tolerating something, it is because you feel within yourself you don't have the power to change it. But the minute that you stop tolerating it is the minute that you actually begin to change it. You got
yeah.
it? So just by changing the way you think, you could change the entire situation.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You got that,
yeah.
right.
It's the confirmation I've been kind of, I don't know, waiting for or looking for or just kind of letting spirit. Like
right.
Ms. Booth says, divine timing.
Divine timing. What we're going to do, you want to work on that solar plexus? Because you're a warrior. And, I mean, what I feel from you, the energy is so strong, but it feels like you're holding it down or something. You got me? And we need this to be. We need it to be manifesting, not and I want to make it clear, not for those who may take this in the wrong way, not to manifest it in a violent way, because that's not what it is with this brother.
Right.
It's
right.
This power is like I feel this gigantic God power that's just being held down, and you have to stop holding it down. You got to free that so you can be you, because what you are, it's like I feel like when you walk in a room, you command attention just by your energy, and you're very understated in terms of just you're subtle, you know, you're very quiet in your own way, but you call attention to yourself anyway. But somehow
True.
Within this experience, you've not been manifesting that vibration on the same level. So we need to get that back open. So you're ready to work on that?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
Excellent. Beautiful. That's what we'll do. So here's
beautiful.
Beautiful. So I'd like you to take your finger, you know, and it's always good. I always like that middle finger. You know, we've been utilizing it for everything else.
Might as well use it for something good.
Yeah, for something good. That middle finger right where it belongs. And hit it right up on that solar plexus. And, brother, that solar plexus, if you kind of check yourself, you know where the bone, like just in your rib cage there, just in the very, very top of your rib cage, above your stomach, your navel, it's like a few inches above your navel, in that area. Just if you press in, yeah, mid-clavicle, right within that area, just press in your upper abdomen.
Right.
Are we there?
I'm there.
You're there. Press directly in. You feel, I want you to press in until you find that sore spot. You feel that sore spot? Let me know when you're on it. Good. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Take a deep breath. And you're going to release. Take a deep breath again. Do it again.
Oh.
again? Okay, you see it's getting a little bit, it's not as sore as it was before. It still has a slight soreness around it. It's not as sore. So I want you to, okay, now it's opening up. There we go. It's beginning to open. Good. Okay. You feel that feeling as it begins to open up?
Yeah.
I want you to connect to all the thoughts that come back to you, and you're going to have to write everything down. You see that person you just thought about? Is that making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to write that down.
Yeah, because I'm answering for him. Yes, he does.
Right. Very good. I want you to put that person down, okay? Write that person down, and I want you to review and pay attention to the signs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Just pay attention to the signs, and that's all there is to it. Now, for you, you know what? I think just because you're such a warrior and this seems to be something we can work on, you see, you have that second chakra we can work. I'll do a quick run through with that one just to press in and I can begin the process with you. But what I would like you to do, I think for you, I don't know, I'm just watching you again. Let me see which one would be the best. I think, you know what, I feel, how do you feel about lemon as opposed to orange?
I do like lemons. I don't really put it on much or anything. I just kind of,
right,
like a lemon zest type of thing you're talking about? Or?
Yes. Well, this is the tea that we have. It has a lot of lemon in it. Very, very rich with lemon, and it's a beautiful balance with the lemon in it. Lemon, jasmine, very, very nice blended tea.
Okay.
I'm just checking you for your lemon and orange. Which one draws you more, lemon or orange?
Lemon. Lemon.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one that stands out for you. And actually, my cousin, she already wrote it down for you.
No, that's the one.
No, she wrote it down. Before we even got deep in the session, she was tuning into you, too. So you got a lot of sisters
beautiful
on you and that brother.
Yes, you do. Beautiful.
So, sis, if you want to work on him with his second chakra, then you can work on his second chakra now as well.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to kind of bring some work in there. I want to kind of bring it to him a little different. And I'll just take what you worked on there because that was just so excellent and divine as you brought that in. Because I do feel the warrior in you. I do feel the warrior in you. And I know you could feel it. You know that's who you are, too. I want to ask you a question. What is it that makes a warrior? Do you know? Do you know what makes a warrior?
What makes a warrior? Heart.
The heart.
The heart.
And that's what I want to talk to you about. But I want to talk to you about that heart from your warrior place. Because I actually took a flash over the last couple of weeks of your life. And in that last couple of weeks of your life, you've been the warrior. Would you say you've been the warrior from your heart or the warrior from your mind?
The warrior from my mind.
Yes, yes. And I want to talk to you about that. And the first thing that comes to mind is also wisdom. Actually, I pulled one of the Kim cards, and wisdom came up for you too. And where do we get wisdom from? You guys hear me talk about this a lot, but where do you believe you get your wisdom from? Where does that come from?
Your heart.
Wisdom.
Speaking from your heart.
Can come, it comes from your heart, but in your, look at it from a physical aspect, and you're the man.
Okay.
What brings the wisdom to you? Where do you get that from?
Your woman.
Yes. So why don't you listen to your woman?
Because currently, physically, I don't have a significant other.
Do you listen to your mother?
Yes, I have gotten a lot better than that at that lately.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to step you back for just a moment and just kind of be honest with you. You don't listen to her. In fact, you don't really listen to what a lot of women tell you, whether they be in your life or it is your mother. And it's not because you don't love them, because you do. You do love them. And you have a lot of love in your heart. But this is where a lot of this turmoil is coming from. It's because you're missing that wisdom piece. A lot of the lessons that your mother has told you, a lot of the lessons your mother has given you that you've disregarded, they're coming to you almost like you know how you walk through a door and the door slams behind you? That's how it's coming.
Yes.
And so after it happens, you go, dang, you did tell me. I should have known. But see, you have to be open to receive. Because being in the position of feminine energy means that you're open to receive. And we all have masculine and feminine energy within us, not to be confused with what's between our legs. We're talking about energy. And when you shut off that energy on an external portion, you also shut it off on an internal portion. So that means the wisdom within you, you can't associate it. Because in your mind, you see this as feminine energy, and you don't want to gravitate towards it. And I mean, I get it. You're the badass warrior. You don't want to listen to that. But this is what's causing these problems that you're having, these problems with your job, these problems with relationships. This is what's causing it. One of the things that I would encourage you to do is to really sit down and have an intimate conversation with your mother and be present without thinking you already know. Because that's a big part of what you do. Because, see, if you know everything, you can't learn nothing because there's no room for nothing to come in. You cannot receive. It's nowhere for it to go. So think of yourself as a new beginner and really start to learn how to look at things from a different point of view. Just like the sister gave you information tonight, she gave you another point of view, another angle to see things in. Another beam of light for this to come through. So begin to take that in. You may want to start energetically also working with a rose quartz crystal to open up that energy of the heart because it's connected with that. It's about self-love. It's about mother love. It's about caring. It's about receiving energy. So you can take that crystal. You can attune it. You can put it over your heart. At night when you go to sleep, I want you to imagine that you open up your heart, see it within your inner eye. And I want you to send out love, but more importantly, because this is tough for warriors, I want you to visualize yourself receiving love. Know that I'll be sending you love. The sisters here will be sending you love. The whole Remix family. And I want you to visualize a ray of just beautiful indigo light coming into your heart chakra so you can get yourself in the position to receive love. And then the last thing you can do is I want you to go to a restaurant and I want you to sit down and I want you to allow someone to serve you. When was the last time you ate out somewhere where someone served everything that you needed?
Wow.
Yes. You need to do that because you don't like nobody to do nothing for you. You got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. You need to learn how to receive or go get a full body massage, something that puts you in a vulnerable position. Because, see, when you shift your energy, when you shift your thoughts, you shift your energy, and that shifts everything around you. You want to know why you don't have a lady? Because you don't have no room for her. She can't come in because you don't want to receive nothing.
Make sense? So listen to your mama. Start receiving.
Beautiful.
I'll be over there first thing in the morning.
All right. All right. We would love to hear about it. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love, brother. Right. Take care. Be strong. Beautiful.
Beautiful. We're going to keep going. Wow, look at you guys on the phone lines. Y'all are showing out tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. Yeah,
yes, hey, greetings.
Greetings. How you doing?
This is who's on the line, please?
This is Stephen Lee. I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, calling from Tuscaloosa.
We just left him. I knew he was Alabama when he said 205. Yes.
I'm enjoying the show, like always. I always enjoy the show. I always enjoy the share. The remix, amazing show. And, I've been listening for about 8 years now, but Miss Blue, you just never seem to amaze me. Yes.
Oh, beautiful. You've been listening for 8 years. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You are ride or die. You are ride or die, brother.
No doubt.
Beautiful.
And see, can I get a chakra reading from the sisters? I have been working with my chakras here lately. I just recently purchased a CD on chakra alignment.
Well, you're gonna get this sister's getting ready to give you an alignment right here. You ain't even got to pop the CD in.
Okay.
We have to give you a full overhaul.
Okay. All right.
Now, brother, I'm gonna tell you.
What's up?
Well, greetings. You know what? It is quite interesting that you're telling me that you're working and you're telling us you're working on your chakras, because my cousin and I are both sitting here and we're talking about each of the chakras that we see for you. And the chakras that are standing out the most for you right now, and I'm going to start from the bottom up, two. Okay? The next chakra up from two is, I'm seeing your heart chakra. Your throat chakra. Actually, you do have your heart, your throat chakra. And then the last one is your sixth chakra, which is your third eye. Those are four that are standing out right now. The one that stands out the most prominently, believe it or not, are two and five, two, five, and then I'm seeing also the sixth. So the ones that sit out, now I'm going to see which one sits out the most to see which one needs the most attention. Hold on 1 second. Okay, your throat chakra really, really stands out to me. This tells me about your communication. If we hit on some, just say praise the Lord. Because I'm looking at the, what comes to me is this, what I love, let me tell you what I love about you, just straight up from your energy I'm getting.
Yes.
I love the fact that you're pursuing your healing right now. I see that you're taking active roles in your change your diet. You just changed some major things recently I see in your life. I'm seeing feels like you're exercising or you're doing something more. What is that? What are you doing in the exercise department? What is it that you're doing more?
I'm exercising more and trying to line my chakras up. And I have changed my diet recently.
I even feel like you moved. Like you move your bedroom around or something like that, something in your house, like you shift the things around, correct? Is this what is happening on the physical? I see this. Like you're just busy, which I love because it tells me that there's a major change happening. Well, hey, let's just let you know the eyes, you know, the walls have eyes, right?
Right.
Everything we do is being witnessed. But the reason I want to bring this to you is I admire what you're doing because I will tell you, and I'm going to just ask you this point blank, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes.
I know the answer.
I'm sorry. When you can read energy, you know how crazy I am. When you can read energy,
yeah,
you just
yeah,
see all these
yeah,
flashes.
Yeah. That's why I love the reading. That's why I love the reading. Wow.
Well, what's interesting to me is, okay, you've been in this relationship. Okay, this is going to seem like a weird question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I would always want to say you've been in this relationship for a minute, but it doesn't feel like you have been. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
I mean, it's
not really. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Ooh, I hate to say things like this. Okay, go ahead.
It's the remix.
Okay, because, and the reason I don't like to do it is because I know matters of the heart, it's very, very delicate, and I want to be very careful with everything I say as an artist.
Well, you know,
it's the remix.
Let me say this.
Yeah. I am really kind of being extra kind of gentle tonight because I have you beautiful sisters as my guests, and I don't want to kind of scare you away because they know I can get. I don't mix sugar with shit.
Okay.
I'm just going. If you call in, we know that you're ready to hear it. You're ready to hear it.
I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it. Come on with it. That's why I call.
Like so all right, then I will say just exactly what my spirit is telling me regarding this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say this, and maybe it's the same relationship, but maybe it has to change and shift the way it is, but for some reason it's not manifesting itself like it should. So it looks like you're shifting and changing for something new, okay? That's it, point blank. And I do feel like something new is coming into the picture very soon because when we are shifting and changing, the old stuff kind of drifts away. It's kind of like you just flush it all away. It goes away with everything else that we get rid of in our lives. So I would say get ready for gentle changes, new changes, and a renewed you because that's what's here. And that's why the throat stands out the most because I get the impression that you're suppressed. You're not able to really truly express what you're really feeling. And when you do express it, it's not being communicated. They're not getting it. You got me? So you feel like you're speaking to a dead wall, and there seems to be a lack of support. So this is where that back pain that you have, that lower back pain is coming from. It's that lack of support. Are we making sense?
Support,
knees a lot, too. The back of your knees especially bother you. You know, all down through the back of your legs. All that stuff is all linked to that lack of that foundational support that you really deserve. You got what I'm saying? So I love what you're doing. I think it's great. The throat is the one that stands out for you, and that's the one the most, let me see, hold up. I feel like that's the one, yes. We'll gift that one to you. That would be really good for you, that throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Really important for you. And that will help you in not just this, but what's to come. Very important for what's to come.
Yeah.
You know,
what's to come.
Do you have artwork in the attic or something? Tonight is an art.
For me.
Do you have artwork somewhere? I feel like there's a painting or something somewhere that needs to be taken out. What is that? Or a picture or something in a frame. What is that?
It might be something I have in my attic. I recently put in
that's
there
what,
maybe about a
right,
couple,
that's what I was asking about
ago.
The attic. Correct.
Yeah.
I was asking about the attic. You have something up in that attic, with a picture of some sort. What is it, a painting or a picture? What is that exactly?
It's the picture.
Got it. Well, I want him to clear me out. I mean, I was feeling so, why in the attic? You know, you need to get
back.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take it down from the attic, bro.
Yeah.
Get off and take it down from the attic. You know what I'm saying? You got what I'm saying? You should never have to hide your life. Okay.
And it's funny.
If anybody loves you, they love everything about you. You got what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it for this brush right here.
Well, I'm gonna definitely tell you that is so beautiful, and she was so gentle with you, but you got the point. She was so gentle. You know I'm not so gentle, but this is what I want to say. you. I want to say this to you, and on all honesty, when you came on, two things came up. First thing I seen was a peacock leaf, and then the other thing that I seen was release. You need to release. You need to let go. You are constantly giving away your power to others. That's what it is. That's what it is.
You're right. You know, it's like, you know.
I know.
It is what it is.
And go ahead. No. I just was going to say, I want to bring you back to something that Dr. Tish said, because it was so key and just right on, you know, like I agree 100%, is that when people get to know you, they accept all of you for who you are, that there's not anything that you should have to not do. You understand? I'm not talking about moments of privacy, that kind of thing, but you should be able to be free to be yourself because you have such a big heart, amazing love about you. All of these things wrapped up into one. But what happens is when you get in front of people who you care about, that you're connected to, the peacock comes out. You know what a male peacock does, right? He struts. He flaws all those feathers, and he starts strutting. And that's what you do. You start strutting. But how you're strutting is you're giving away all of your power, all of it. You understand? And you're giving away money. You're giving away money too? Ooh, let me just smack your hand. You know, it's a whole lot of good causes you can be giving money to, but I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna tell you, it is some relationships you need to let go of. You are really throwing pearls once. And you are not getting any of this energy back. It's not that we go into a relationship to get something back, but there has to be, when you think about us as spiritual beings, there has to be an exchange. You understand? A give and receive, not you just pouring out and you giving money. I don't like it.
Miss Blue and the sisters online, your sisters, y'all are so on point, you know, but, it's like I just, and you're right, I need to really get grips of my heart, because my heart, I have such a big heart, but then again, I need to really get control of my emotion, my on this mundane.
No, you don't. You don't need to get control of your emotion. What you need to do is allow yourself to feel for real.
Okay.
There is a difference.
Okay.
Allow yourself to feel for real.
I got you.
Do not suppress your emotions. Everything that is happening, that is being manifested, is based upon those emotions. And you have to allow yourself to feel them. You cannot shut them off. When you shut them off, you shut down your intuition. You cut off your third eye.
That's where I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you something that my uncle once said, and I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but I'm going to tell you, is that there was this guy, this young little guy when I was young, and he really, really liked me, and I kind of halfway liked him. But you're young, and you're trying to figure out what you want to do. And my uncle pulled him to the side and said, "Don't let a big butt and a smile fool you."
How young?
Okay? So understand that for yourself.
How young do you think I am? How young do you think?
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Okay.
Because when it comes to those things, somebody can manipulate you with a big butt and a smile, and you giving away your money like you 2 years old, and your mama told you to keep it in your pocket. So it don't matter how old you are.
45, 50, it don't matter. You understand? That ain't got no preference when it comes to your age. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
We're talking about things at your heart. And when you begin to shift this energy, then you can start to begin to bring yourself in alignment. And I want you to hear this because what Tisha was telling you, I'm going to get it right, is that these things have started to begin to manifest in the physical. Do you know how long it takes to pull some shit into this? See, I told y'all I'm kind of bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Into this physical reality. And what I'm saying is you're using all of this energy to manifest what you don't want. Imagine if you can manifest what you do want. So that's what we're telling you, that you can turn the beat around. Yeah, you need to turn it around. And you're working on turning it around. This is the good thing. So you definitely have to release. Allow yourself to feel.
And
please.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and please, if you want to donate, there's so many organizations you can donate to, and you can do it anonymously. You don't have to get anything back, but you will get gratification. Stop giving away your power and stop giving away your money because you ain't even got a lot. Stop it.
Beautiful.
Oh gosh. Gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers. That's right. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
Peace
and love.
I was just gonna say that your sister's right on point, and I am in the middle of making a change for real, because you know I know something that I need to do, and it's time. And I've been, you know, caught up in a certain emotional thing, but now, you know, y'all just confirm what I already knew.
Beautiful. Let me ask you, are you self-invested?
Yes. Matter of fact, I've been self-investing for, the last couple months. I've been self-investing.
But are you in the self-invested program that I have? You know the self-invested program?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't think so, because I'm like, woo, I know I'm not off tonight. Okay, so here, another gift to you. You are now self-invested. So that's the gift that one of the Remix listeners gave.
Oh, that's
beautiful. That's a gift to you, and you are self-invested.
Okay,
since you've done so much work on yourself, you are now self-invested. Send me an email. We'll give you all the details. Oh, you got a double dose tonight. So you better take this medicine down real tight.
Yes, that's beautiful. Congratulations.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank
to you. Beautiful. All right. Well, time flies when we're having fun. We have about 8 minutes to go. and we have, I don't even know how many more people on the line. But I want to take this time at this particular time. We'll take a couple of more calls, and we can actually go into the after hours a little bit. I know you sisters have had a long day, so we won't keep you too long. But I want you to talk about Chakra Teas, the company, the work, the amazing work that two sisters are doing, and share that again with everyone, and we'll go from there.
Indeed. Beautiful. You know what, as regards the Socrates company, we were gifted with this idea in 2011, and ever since then, we have, I'll just say this, we made it manifest this year because we were really tired of sitting on something that we knew we could give to everyone because it was given to us. So if you study the way, even the symbology of our logo, it's the abundance, you know, the hands are open. They're open to give as well as to receive. So it's a continual energy flow. Our initial logo had the closed hands, and we were not liking that because the closed energy was, it's like we were conserving it. We weren't giving it to anyone. Now with the open hands, it's the abundance. the ability to give. So that is exactly what our company is really, our aim is to be able to change the way that we think, create a new educational paradigm as regards drinking teas, the way that we live, the way that we eat, the way we think, and manifesting our realities right now, because we can do that. We can change everything just by changing the way we think. The most powerful, they say one of the most powerful forces in the universe is a made-up mind. And thought travels at the rate of, or the average thought travels at the rate of 24 billion miles per second. So we travel around the world so many times just within one, just within one thought. But yet we don't bring it into fruition, which is why so many of us are overburdened by so many of our thoughts, because we haven't carried them into fruition. So our whole goal this year is, how can we help people to be able to bring it into fruition? We figure, hey, if we open up the chakras, you're back in alignment, like that brother there. He's working so hard and so diligently to do that. And that's what we all should be on the mission to do, is to bring forth the absolute healing and the abundance that is within ourselves. We look outside of ourselves so much for all of this peace and happiness and love and joy and blah, blah, blah. And it's all in you.
Yes.
That's the goal. That's the goal of the Chakra Teas Company. Hold on. Here's my cousin here, Kenya. Okay. She said she's sitting this one out and listening in. But ultimately, the goal of the Chakra Teas Company that we want to bring forth is abundance. And it's the abundance and the aspect of happy people. That's our goal. And so whenever you enjoy our tea, if it brings about some kind of change or transformation in your life, please bear witness and let us know, because it's very important to us that we document it, feedback, because we want to know that we're really affecting changes. That's the goal that we have set for this year and with our company. Thank you to yourself for giving us this platform to be able to do what we're doing. This is such an honorable, you know, thing for us to be able to gift people with insight, further insight into themselves based on everything that they're presenting for us as well. So thank you for all of those callers who have come in and who have been willing to be straightforward and honest about their lives and being open enough to see them for who they are and really getting in and tapping into what they need at this point.
Yes. Well, beautiful, beautiful. You two sisters, a very special treat for everybody here tonight. And I thank you guys, everything likewise to you. And I'm so glad that we had this chance to get in our little sacred space here and you guys got to do it remix style. This is how we do it over here. And it's just so much love. Everybody is so excited. I want to invite you all to definitely check out the website. Go over there. Get some of those teas. If you don't see your country on there, don't worry. You can definitely contact the sisters and they will make it happen. As they continue on their journey, they're going to be traveling to the continent of Africa and going to many, many other places here in the States and all over.
And
they continue. And so,
you know what?
I
didn't want to interrupt you, but it's standing out to me and it's really harassing my mind. There is a person who is doing a great deal of writing in the room. Do you see who that person is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that particular person is coming to me that they need the first tea. That would be for them.
I can see that, yes.
That particular person.
And guess what the beauty is? They know who they are.
They do. That's interesting. And I'm not watching the chat room. I'm literally sitting here kneeling next to the bed. My aunt is here. My cousin's here. Yeah, we're just having a family moment here. But that particular person, is for them. That's what they were told. And the next person who calls in, the actual tea for them is number 7. That's what was given to them as well. So I was
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Love it that you have your whole family there. Tell Auntie I'm going to try to be real good the next 30 minutes.
No. She's enjoying She's enjoying it.
I told you, just glance in the chat room. They knew who they were. Look in the chat room. They're a very intuitive audience. They knew.
That's funny. That is funny.
I love it.
Let me just double check. Is that person a female?
Let's see if they will tell. She wants to know if you're female. This is where it gets real interesting. We're about to go into the after hours.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are too
funny. But I didn't
All right.
going to...
Yeah. All right. So now, definitely go over to the website, you guys, www.chakrateesco.com, and you'll be able to get that. And definitely, it's okay. It's okay to be in feminine energy. It's cool. We know it. It's all good.
Right. Okay,
good.
So it's a male with a feminine energy? Okay, that's fine. Either way. No, because if it is a male, I'm going to tell you why. Because if it is a, if that particular person is directly a female, there's a, okay, either it is directly her, or if it's a male, it's one connected to that female who that T is specifically going to be best for. So I want to just make sure that they got that. That's what the clear
thing
was.
I think you had it right, sis. It's for that person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
agree. It's for them.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Very
so
strong.
We're about to go into the after hours. I want to say peace and blessings. We're going to keep going. If you're not on the phone lines, then you know what you got to do. Download. I want to encourage you guys to download this show, as with all the remix shows. And you know what to do. If you like it, and I know you guys like it on Facebook, like it on iTunes, you know, like it on Twitter, like it all over the world. And if you love it and leave a comment, because we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show and just how much you guys are enjoying it. Go over to the Remix Facebook page, connect over there. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to the ancestors and to all of you who are not joining us in the after hours. We're going to keep going for a little bit here, and then we're going to close out the show.
Yeah.
So we are officially in the after hours. So that means that if you're not on the phone lines, you can't hear the show until you download. Maybe we'll take a couple more callers, and then we'll go ahead and close it out. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello,
215? Yes, greetings.
Yeah.
Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Joe from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Greetings
to
you.
Greetings.
I'm laying down listening to y'all and just laughing and whatnot. Y'all can get it in.
Indeed. Yeah. Joe, and that T is actually for you, number 7. I'm looking at you. You said you were laying down. One thing I think I admire about you is you do spend a great deal looking at spiritual aspects of things. You appear to me to be someone, either you're a photographer or you study nature. There's something, what's your connection with you and nature? What is this about you watching and gazing? I see you like with plants and things of this nature. Is this you?
Herbs.
Herbs, okay.
They're beautiful.
Very nice. Very good. What is it about them that you like to observe? Is it because of the green? What is it that draws you into them? Colors, what is it?
The medicinal qualities and how you can heal yourself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like...
I know what you're saying without saying. I got you. But let's get out of that one and get into the other part, too.
No, I don't smoke if you're going there.
No. What I want to focus on with you, though, is in terms of this aspect, I'm trying to determine exactly what is it that you're drawing forth when you spend time observing them.
Man, I mean, I'm trying to get back into the herbs. Like, I'm into music. But, I mean, just that's the only thing as far as plants. It's like herbs and stuff like that. Nature, I love nature. I like going out, releasing, zoning out. You know, I'm trying to center myself and balance myself.
Okay. Tell me about your right knee before you continue any further. Was this an injury? Did you used to play something like soccer or football, something along those lines?
Mm-mm.
No? What was the sport that you were involved in, or what is it that dealt with this knee?
My right knee is fine, actually.
Are you sure?
Maybe it's the way I land or something, but I'm cool.
You sure about that? I don't know, because as you're speaking to me about the music, all of a sudden I see the right knee. Is there somebody next to you?
Not that I can see.
You know what? You know what?
Don't get too deep, because for some reason your knee stands out to me. But, hey, I mean, if you're saying there's nothing wrong with your knee, you're saying it's the way you're laying, then we'll leave it at that. We don't have to get any further into that. And you said that you never played or had any particular injury with this leg, correct?
No, not that I know of.
Go back to the age of 6. I want you to go back to 6. What did you do when you were 6 years old?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, I have I have a wound on that leg. It doesn't give me any pain. I fell off a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Fell off a brick wall.
Okay, so now we're where we need to be. Okay, because
okay, I got
you're okay, right? You see, you're saying to me that it's fine, but I'm saying to you that it's standing out, which means you're blocking that out. And that's cool, but we're gonna need you to tune back into that in order to properly heal that. You got what I'm saying?
Mm.
You got me.
What can I do?
Well, I mean, it's just about energy that's locked there. So what I want you to do is delve around a bit about when you're 6, spend a lot of time going back, focusing, replaying it over and over again in your mind about that time, and recontacting that moment in your life if you have to. Okay? So reach out to me, and we can speak further about that. So I just wanted to hit that first, but let's get back into your mind and the herbs and your connection with medicine and this absolute abundance that you have in your spirit to heal. So this is great. The seventh tea is definitely something that would help you to achieve the depth of your goals with what it is that you're really looking further into, and I can see this working for you. That between the 6th and the 7th, I think, would be very, very beneficial for you. But I think the one that stands out the most for me is that 7th T for you, okay? And the reason I say the 6th is because in terms of your third eye, you tend to doubt sometimes what you see. And I want you to stop doubting that and really pay attention to the signs. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So don't get any further than that. Know that it is what it is. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks again for the tea.
Oh, no problem, brother. You know what? And continue with the music. What do you play? Is it? Wait, hold on. You're not saxophone or anything like that, is it? Or clarinet?
I make tracks and stuff like that.
Oh, you make tracks? Okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed to send Miss Blue something too.
Send me something. I'm sure I'll remember. I probably forgot. It must have been a long time ago you were supposed to send me something.
It was about a year ago. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was like, what? Great. Huh? You spoke to what?
Beautiful. Oh, that's good.
Beautiful.
Well, you know what? I think it's time for you to take it to the next level, even with that, with the music and everything else. You know, delve deep and don't be afraid of what you're uncovering. I think it's a beautiful thing. You're moving forward, and I feel a great deal of tranquility coming from you. I do feel that you had a little bit of an emotional upset, even maybe as early as today or within the last few days. But I think whatever it is,
a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know which way to go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yes, you do. You always know. We always say we don't know, but when we say we don't know, we do know. We just don't know.
Want to do it. Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah.
No, you're saying, but it's not to say we don't know. We know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't
know
what to do with what we do know. So you do know what to do with what you do know, and that's why you're kind of laying there contemplating, listening to us laugh, but you're not really involving yourself in it because you're not really there. You're not feeling it tonight. But I will say to you, you can feel it tomorrow. Just delve in, look at what it is, write it down. You got that third eye principle, you know. Get into it, see it for what it is, and don't try to block off anymore. You got me?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. I'm kind of right there with Sis on all of this information where she's saying between the 6th and the 7th, and that's what I picked up. I'm going to talk to you about the 6th so I can give you some things there. Definitely, when I look at you energetically, I can see the front of your third eye. It looks gorgeous. It looks beautiful. It's nice and healthy. It's probably expanded about 2 or 3 city blocks, which is really, really good for a third eye. However, when I look at the back of your third eye, it's not expanded as far. And that's because a lot of the information, the front side of the third eye, it's really how we project and send information out, where our work comes into play, our studies, past lives, you know, work that we came to the planet to do. The backside is really how you're receiving that information as it's coming in from the divine, others who may have enlightened you on your path, others that you may have listened to. And that particular part, I see a lot of leakage coming out of the backside of that particular chakra. And what that instantly tells me is that there is some issues when it comes to how you translate information or how that information is perceived, the inner guidance. You said something that was key. You said the relationship. I don't know what to do. That's what you said. The third eye is all about that inner guidance. It's about that connection. It's about that light that you have within you. It's about pulling that light in. So here's an exercise that